light years from here, and the air smelled good in Dreamville.
Was 1917. Babe Ruth was still a beloved Boston Red Sox. The first NHL championship game was being played, and President Woodrow Wilson asked Congress to declare war on Germany. And here at home, the Coleman Bearcats began a football series with the Athens Golden Eagles. For 97 years, the Bearcats and the Golden Eagles have met on the gridiron, but none bigger than tonight. A playoff spot is at stake, plus it's homecoming for the Bearcats. The lights are on, the stands are full, and the bands are playing. This is what you practice for. This is what the fans come to see, and this is Friday Night Live. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, by Cyber Broadband, by Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, AK Rentals, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware. Hello again, everybody. Tommy Warhurst from Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School for Friday Night Live. We have an excellent night for football tonight. A cold front came through, brought some rain, and cleared out the air. And we have a great atmosphere tonight and two very good football teams. This is a 6A Region 8 contest between the Coleman Bearcats and the Athens Golden Eagles. The Bearcats come into tonight's contest 3-2. They're 1-1 in the region. Athens is 2-4 overall and 1-2 in the region. Last week, Athens lost 10-7 to East Limestone, while the Bearcats came away from Fayette County with a win thanks to special teams. The Bearcats won 21-18 after two block PATs and one stop two-point conversion. Leading the way was Connor Moon last week, who also earned the Alabama High School Athletic Association spotlight. Overall, the Bearcats haven't been on the winning end of this series, but this is a new season and a new trend being started by the Bearcats. And for more on the history of the ball game, I bring in my partner, Jason Coretti. Jason, these two teams go way back.
Way back. Tonight, folks, is the 50th meeting of Coleman and Athens. Athens leads this series with a record of 30-18-1. 50 meetings, two schools separated by 50 miles, a lot of history. Coleman, however, has had success against the Golden Eagles of Athens lately. They've won 41-14 2 years ago in Athens. And again last year, 16-13. Before that, the last meeting of those two teams was back in September of 2005. We mentioned the long history of these programs dating back to 1917, just two seasons into Coleman's 100-year-old program storied history. Football started here, yes, 100 years ago in 1915. But Athens has been around just a bit longer. Go back to 1906, and that's where you'll see the beginnings of what is now the Athens Golden Eagles football team. Athens has four state titles under their belt dating back to 1935, then back-to-back titles in 75 and 1976, the latest of which came in 2006 as Athens defeated Eufaula in a tight one, 10-7. You have to go back to 1962, however, to find Coleman's last title. That could be just one season away, as Coleman is a playoff team year in and year out. We have a couple notable coaches on both sidelines tonight. Well, I mean, not sidelines, but notable coaches on the side tonight for Coleman. You got Ty Campbell, a 1995 graduate of Coleman. He played college in a little semi-pro ball. You got Jonathan Romine. I remember he played quarterback at Duke as well here at Coleman High School. Justin Britt, brief stint in the NFL after his time at Alabama. And speaking of the NFL, Tommy, I look across and I see that Athens football team over there. They got a pretty good alum there as well. It's in the NFL. You look back and see Philip Rivers' name tattooed all over everything there. Their quarterback at San Diego State, respectively at NC State in college. Pretty good. They usually turn out some pretty good athletes out there. Speaking of good athletes, Athens tonight, they bring in a three-headed monster. They got John Backus at quarterback. He averages 148 yards a game. Tariq Malone, the running back, he averages 84 yards a game on the ground. Terrence Watkins, their leading scorer this season, with 42 points so far. Defensively, you've got Paxton Scrimsler. I'm going to mess that up all night, but we'll fine-tune it before the end of the evening. 105 tackles so far on the season. This kid plays defensive back, free safety, and he is all over the field. Coleman and Athens both averaging just over 19 points a game. Coleman at 19.4 and Athens at 19.3. It's pretty close, Tommy. Defensively, Athens and Coleman need to contain the offense tonight because, interestingly enough, when Athens scores 30 points or more, they're 57-3. If they eclipse 40 or more, they're 33-0. Coleman, however, they're 30 points or more, they're 83-2. And if they score 40 or more points, they're 57-0. Both of these are since 2000. So that doesn't go back to 1917. That just dates back to the turn of the millennium here. So, you know, there's a lot of good football when they have a good offensive program. And we know Coleman's offense, they like to spread it out, run it, and throw the ball all over the field. They're going to try to do that tonight with Seth Donaldson at wide receiver, Mason Goodwin also at wide receiver, Ross Crocker under center tonight, Owen Lovell and Will Crenshaw, he'll be running back. Defensively, what they bring tonight, you got Bronte Harris at defensive back, Justin Patterson defensive end, Connor Moon, number 26, playing linebacker along with Sam Calagaris, and you got Big Will Blaylock playing nose guard. So they're going to try to slow them down just a little bit tonight, keep these scores low, try to manage the football game a little bit more than that wide open offense they like to do because, as you mentioned earlier, Coach Britton said this week that he'd like to the best defense sometimes is to keep the other offense off the field. And I think that's what the Bearcats are going to look for tonight.
And that will be the challenge for both the Bearcats and for the Golden Eagles tonight. In fact, when we come back, we'll visit with Coach Mark Britton, get his thoughts on last week's big win over Fayette County and tonight's contest coming up with the Athens Golden Eagles. You're listening to Friday Night Live. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
In his 14th season, his teams have qualified for the playoffs the past 9 years in a row. He's won 3 region titles, has a region record among the best in the state at 76-29, and an overall record as head coach of the Coleman Bearcats of 116 wins, only 47 losses. Mark Britton, head coach of the Coleman Bearcats, joined us now. Coach, thanks for visiting with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're at the midway point of the regular season, and going into the season, there were some questions of how maybe some young skill players might adjust to being in big roles for your team, one of those being quarterback Ross Crocker. How would you assess the team and the way the sophomores have stepped up at this point?
Well, I think they've done a good job for us. They've really worked very hard, and midway through the season, I think there are times when Ross, in the early part of the season, the game was a little bit quick for him, and things were happening at a faster pace than he was used to. But the last couple of weeks, you see him really growing and making good decisions and those type of things. And we just hope that continues. Ross has really worked well, just super hard in the films and with Coach Gleaton, my offensive coordinator. And so he knows exactly what we're trying to do. And we just hope that come into the Athens game, he makes good decisions and keeps that positive positive drive going, and we've been real happy with him, though.
Coach, for the first time, the Bearcats are playing in Class 6A. Some of the teams we're used to seeing year in and year out, but then we've also got some new teams coming in. Has the move to 6A impacted the season at all so far?
Well, it surely has. Just the constant pressure from week to week. In 5A, there were times when we could maybe play a subpar game and still come out of there with a win, or have a fair week of preparation and practice and still come out with a win. But those days are over right now. We've got just great opponents, great coaching staffs each week that we're going to face, and it's a pretty steady grind, and I think that's the biggest adjustments of our kids. But so far, I've been real proud of our guys. They've come in every week, great attitude, and has really worked hard. And, had a few wins last few weeks, and I know that's really helped our guys. But they do know back into region play now it's going to be extremely tough with this very good Athens team coming in Friday night.
Well, speaking of Athens, they come in for the big region game. They're 2-4. They're 1-2 in Region 8. There's not been a common opponent between the Bearcats and the Golden Eagles as of yet, but I know you've had a chance to study them on film. What have you seen about the Golden Eagles that impresses you?
Well, they've got a 3-year starter at safety that's going to Southern Miss, number 15. He is he's a coach's son. He does a great job, and just a student of the game. So we need to know where he's at all the time when we're on offense. Their offense, they've got 2 great receivers, and number 11, their running back, is just an outstanding young man. So they've got triple threat in those 3 guys. And when it comes to a key situation, if a team just had 1 great player, you might be able to predict where and who is going to get the ball, but with Athens, they're very balanced. They're able to spread it out to the 2 receivers or let the running back carry the ball, and all 3 of those guys have proved to be very effective this year. So we're going to have our hands full.
And a lot of coaches talk about special teams and how special teams can win and lose ball games, and you guys found out last week just how big special teams can be with 2 block point afters and a 2-point conversion stopped. Are you continuing to focus on special teams again, or are you still riding on a big high off of last week?
Well, we do. We work every day on special teams, and the kick game, that's one of the things that can really change momentum in a ball game. Fortunately, we've been able to do some pretty good things with the kicking game. Last week, Matthew Bell kicked all 3 of our extra points, and as it turned out, that was the difference in the ball game, 21-18 win over Fayette. And you know, there's a lot of guys that there's a lot of work that goes into an extra point. It's got to be a good snap. Dawson Drake's our holder. He's got to do a good job getting it on the tee. So there's a lot of things to that. But so far, Matt's done a good job at our kicking game. And, you know, we got Dalton Yerby that's done a great job in our punting game. Last week he threw a pass in special teams. We got a first down, kept the drive alive. So, you know, our guys are really contributing on special teams and take a lot of pride in it. So I've been real proud of that.
You've had some physical football games through the first half of the season. How are the Bearcats health-wise?
Well, we're kind of banged up, but we're nothing that's going to keep anybody out of a ball game. You know, our running back, Will Crenshaw, has got a high ankle sprain that he's been nursing a couple of weeks, and but you know, he'll be ready to go Friday night. Ben Johnson, my left tackle, also had a high ankle sprain, did not play in the Fayette County game, but had a good week of work, so we expect him to have a good ball game tomorrow night. So, but overall, we've got just pretty much usual bangs and bruises and those type of things. And but our kids are gonna be ready to go Friday night.
Coach, it is a region contest as we get now into the thick of the region season. What's it going to take for the Bearcats to come out on top?
Well, we've got to cut down on penalties and turnovers, and you know, not give up big plays on defense. I would like to be able to take the ball and kind of keep the ball on offense, a little ball control, and keep some of their really volatile players on the sideline while we have the football. So, looking for a good night on offense. Kind of ball control, high percentage passes, and hopefully our offensive line's going to move that front where we can get some quality yards running the football. I think first down plays are going to be the key throughout the night. If you can gain 5 to 6 yards on first down, it sure makes play calling a lot better on second, third down. Got to stay away from the penalties and the first and 25s and those type things, because those are really drive killers.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking time to join us, and best of luck against Athens.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, 2 drive-through windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157, next to the hospital.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Welcome back to Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School for Friday Night Live. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti, just a few moments away from kickoff, and time to take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First, for the visiting Golden Eagles from Athens, under the head coaching of Alan Creasy. At split end, 6'6", 220 pounds, and a senior, number one is Trey Potts. At left tackle, 5'9", 260 pounds, and a junior, number 74, Rashawn Anderson. At left guard, 6', 225 pounds, and a junior, number 75 is Jacob Johnston. The center, 5'10", 197 pounds, and a senior, number 55, is Martin Moore. The right guard, 5'11", 195, and a senior, number 77, Jonathan Daly. At right tackle, 6'2", 285, and a senior, number 79, Julian Romero. The tight end, 6'4", 190, and a senior, number 85, Paxton Weygart. In the backfield, 5'10", 170 pounds, and a senior, number 11, Tarek Malone. At 5'8", 180, and a sophomore, wearing number 40, is Thad Prather. And also at running back, 6'1", 165 pounds, and a junior, number 19, is Terrence Watkins. The quarterback for the Golden Eagles, 6'2", 185 pounds, and a freshman, number 14, John Backus. Now your starting lineups for the Coleman Bearcats. Under the head coach direction of Mark Britton, with an overall record at Coleman of 116 wins, only 47 losses. At split end, 5'11", 180 pounds, and a senior, number 8, Seth Donaldson. On the offensive line, 6'4", 280 pounds, and a senior, number 53, Ben Johnson. Also on the offensive line, 6'3", 280 pounds, and a freshman, number 61, Tyler Nunley. On the offensive line, 6'2", 315 pounds, and a senior, number 65, is Daniel Hunter. Also on the offensive line, 6'1", 240 pounds, and a junior, number 70, is Justin Butts. And also on the offensive line, 6'3", 230 pounds, and a senior, number 77, is Jacob Mullins. The receivers, 5'11", 190 pounds, and a senior, number 20, Mason Goodwin. 6'4", 205 pounds, and a sophomore, number 1, is Owen Lovell. Also at a flanker, 5'9", 160 pounds, and a sophomore, number 12, is Dawson Drake. And in the backfield, 5'10", 175 pounds, and a senior, number 33, the workhorse is Will Crenshaw. And the quarterback for the Coleman Bearcats, 5'9", 185 pounds, and a sophomore, wearing number 11, is Ross Crocker.
Yeah, Tommy, you mentioned being a 6A Region 8 contest tonight. I looked down this this region, and this is Murderer's Row. I read in the paper this week where they referred to 6A Region 8 as the SEC West of high school football. You've got Florence, number 7 ranked Florence, number 8 ranked Decatur. You've got Coleman, you've got Hartsel, you got Athens, Muscle Shoals, and Austin. Austin, the only one that's not registered a win so far in region play, but the Black Bears can always turn that around. Like I said, 6A Region 8, just absolutely Murderer's Row. And looks like Coleman has won the toss, elected to receive. They will move right to left towards the north end zone. They will defend the south end zone to start the contest here tonight. So it looks like they're getting set, lined up in the tunnels. Well, I tell you what, Tommy, brought chills down my spine earlier when we were out here listening. Heard AC/DC, Back in Black. You can bring out the old tunnel there. I remember whenever I was a senior, they constructed a kind of a faux tunnel out of PVC pipe and black plastic, and then they had fire extinguishers, and they blew those fire extinguishers out. We ran out to AC/DC, Back in Black, all black uniforms and everything. So every time I hear that song, it still gives me chills. But walking around earlier, it just brought back good old memories here for a homecoming night here at Oliver Woodard Stadium. And as the Athens Golden Eagles take the field, and looks like they misspelled their signs there. They got them backwards. How about that? Well, Coleman's not going to misspell it. That's just a big old black Bearcat flag there as the Bearcats take the field. Huge team tonight. 107 players on this roster. You look across the way there, about half that many for Athens. So let's see how many of these guys get out on the field tonight. I know they've just about got everybody dressed out. Ran into Coach Britton earlier. I thought he was going to put a uniform on me and get me back out on the field. So,
well, and when you play at the 6A level, it is about depth, and it is about having guys who don't have to play both ways, and that's what the Bearcats are fortunate enough to be able to do, having 109 on the roster. The Bearcats are dressed in their home black jerseys, white numerals, and black trousers. They've got black hats with a black Bearcat paw on the side. The Golden Eagles from Athens are dressed in their visiting white jerseys with gold numerals, gold trousers with a black stripe down the side, black hats with a golden eagle head on the side of their helmets. And as Jason mentioned, the Bearcats will be working from right to left as you listen here in the first quarter. We're glad you're with us. I'm Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. This is Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95 from Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School. The Bearcats and the Golden Eagles 6A Region 8 battle right here tonight.
Tommy, you mentioned 6A. They moved up. Only two student difference in the total enrollment for both teams. Athens was 644, or Coleman was 644. Athens was 642. So real similar schools.
We're underway. A deep kick taken by Bronte Harris at the 3. Harris back to the 10, to the 15, and he's hit hard at the 16-yard line. Knocked down right there by number 56 of the Golden Eagles. That's Devin Kane, so that's where the Bearcats have put it in play, first and 10 from their own 17-yard line.
Yeah, the Bearcats about to take the field. Now, folks, if you've not been to a Coleman game lately, the new stadium here is just absolutely gorgeous. AstroTurf field, or, you know, I guess you'd call it stadium turf, whatever. Completely flat. It is a fast track. These guys will spread it out and move the football all night.
Bearcats come to the line now from their own 17. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Crenshaw, the lone running back in the backfield beside Ross Crocker. He'll line up to Crocker's right. Crocker gets the play from the sideline. Now he's going to change it. And we're going to have a timeout.
It looked
before
like a little
we even take the first snap. Yeah, the Bearcats want to take a timeout before they even snap the football. And like you said, Jason, when you're on your own 17-yard line, it's better to think about it than run the wrong play and have something bad happen.
I couldn't tell. I saw Ty Campbell and Coach Britton kind of discussing there, and they were trying to get a relay a message to Ross in the backfield and just not able to get the message relayed on time. Bearcats have to burn their first time out here with 11:52 to go in the first quarter. And that never makes the coaching staff happy when you can't even get the first play off without having to burn that time out, because that could be a very important factor as we near closer to halftime, because – like Coach Britton said about this Athens team, he's not letting that 2-4 record fool him one bit, because this could be a wolf in sheep's clothing as they come out here. They've lost a lot of games to a lot of quality opponents.
Once again, first and 10 for the Bearcats now from their own 17. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. We give it to Crenshaw, and he gets out to near the 19-yard line. Pickup of about 2 yards. Will Crenshaw on the carry off left tackle for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Crenshaw just takes the handoff from Crocker, goes off left tackle, comes towards the near sideline where they're set up about the 20-yard line. As you said, Tommy, they picked up 2.5, 3 yards that time. Second down. They're going to mark it 6. It's second down and 6 from the 20.
Three receivers to the far side now. Motion to the near side. Crocker gets a handoff again, running right behind his big offensive lineman, Tyler Nunley. And Crenshaw is able to barrel his way out to about the 23-yard line before he's stopped there by a couple of Golden Eagles to bring up third down at about 4 now for the Bearcats.
Not surprising. Coach Britton kind of grinding this defense down. He wants to wear this Athens defense down with this smash-mouth-style football that we're really not used to seeing from Coleman, as the defensive end for Athens, number 56, jumped off sides just a bit. So it looks like they'll back them up 5. Let's see what the
sophomore quarterback Ross Crocker came to the line of scrimmage quick from the shotgun, gave a hard snap count, and that was what caused the defensive end for the Golden Eagles to jump offside. Gives the Bearcats a pretty easy first down and a free 5 yards. It pushes the football out to the 28-yard line. That's where they put it in play now, first and 10 from their own 28-yard line. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Crenshaw with the handoff tries to get to the 30, and boy, he's hammered and hit push backwards. That's number 82. Josh McKinney in on the lick and the stop for Athens.
Yeah, Josh McKinney just came over from his position and met Crenshaw in the hole. And, man, that was a collision. You heard them helmets pop all the way up here in the press box. Be on the lookout for number 15 for Athens, Paxton Scrimsler. Like I said in the pregame, I'll mess that up all night. So I apologize to Paxton for it now. But that young man, he's actually playing linebacker tonight. And he was all over the field, 105 tackles already on the season.
Second down and 10 for the Bearcats now. Crenshaw with the handoff again. 30, 33, out to the 34, still grinding, pushing his way to the 35-yard line is Will Crenshaw.
Crenshaw comes up from the pile, and just as I mentioned his name, number 15, Paxton Scrimsler, is there on the tackle, or he's in a host of Athens Golden Eagles that were in on the tackle, but sometimes, like in NASCAR, caution's precaution. You talk about somebody, they make a play.
Third down at 4 for the Bearcats now from their own 34.5-yard line. Three receivers to the far side, two to the near side as the Bearcats work right to left. Ross Crocker in the shotgun. Long snap count. Takes it. Three-step drop. Wants to throw. He's in trouble. Fires it off the field. Actually, it's complete to Seth Donaldson about the 41-yard line. Crocker was in trouble and flung it out there to Donaldson, and Donaldson was able to bring it in. A great catch. Picks up a Bearcat first down from their own 40-yard line.
Crocker had got a little pressure off the from the defensive end from Athens off this near side. He rolled out to the right, found a streaking Seth Donaldson. You're going to hear number 8 Seth Donaldson's name all night long. He is a very talented receiver out here for the Coleman Bearcats.
First and 10 Bearcats now from their own 40. And once again, the hard snap count from sophomore Ross Crocker is going to give the Bearcats a free 5 yards as a couple of Athens Golden Eagles jump across the line. That'll move the football out to the Bearcat 45-yard line. We have 9:30 left in the opening quarter. No score between the Bearcats and the Golden Eagles. 6A Region 8 battle here on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. We are WRJMLP in Coleman. Glad that you're with us.
Yeah, Coleman methodically moving the football this time. And on this first drive, you know, they're eating up a lot of valuable clock. But what they're going to try to do is just keep grinding and grinding and wear this Athens defense out so they can open it up a little bit later in the football game.
On first down and 5, the handoff goes to Crocker again. Crocker's across the line of scrimmage and dives forward for about 3 yards out to the 47-yard line. So it'll bring up second down and right at 2 for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Crenshaw was lined up there to the right of Zach Crocker. He took the ball, went off left tackle, like you said, just kind of fell forward, picked up about 2.5-3 yards, brings up a second down and 3. See what they've got in store for these Athens Golden Eagles on this play.
2 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side for the Bearcats. They fling it out here on the near sideline to Dawson Drake, and Drake's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage. That's going to be about a 5-yard loss. They were trying just to run a wide receiver screen, but Dawson Drake had a couple of Athens guys that were all over him right about the time he caught the football.
Yeah, number 2, Jonathan Kane for Athens. He was biting on nothing right there. He saw what was going on. He held his position, moved up the field, made a great tackle. Unfortunately for Coleman, Mr. Drake not able to pick up the first down. Lose about 5 yards there, but it's still 3rd down and 7. Manageable for the Coleman Bearcats anytime they've got the football.
Crocker wants to throw, fires on the far sideline, complete to Seth Donaldson. Donaldson's got a Bearcat first down into Athens territory at the 47-yard line. Good pitch and catch.
Yeah, Crocker, that was a design rollout from the get-go. And like I said, you're going to hear number 8's number called all night long because Seth Donaldson, quality wide receiver, great athlete, plays basketball, baseball, you name it, the kid can do it all. And make a great catch over there to set up first down just across midfield here for Coleman.
On first down, the handoff goes inside to Crocker. Crocker gets a couple of yards down to a right about the Athens 47-yard line.
Coleman's having a lot of success with that out pass there. You know, the only one that didn't work was that wide receiver screen over here, but that was just due to great defensive play, like I said, by Jonathan Kane of Athens. But the way they're moving the football, you know, like I said, they're trying to grind them down. But with the way they're slinging the football around the field, I don't know if I wouldn't go back to the old playbook and find me a few more passes, Tom.
2nd down and 9 for the Bearcats now. Hand off to Will Crenshaw again, and he's hit in the backfield. A good stick that time coming from the defensive front.
The number 16, Andre Holt, he was in the backfield, met him back there, and just made a great tackle in the backfield. Loses about 3, 4, 5 yards there. 3 yards, 4 yards. I'll get it right in a second. Set up 3rd down and 13 with 7:06 to go here in the first quarter.
Football resting right at midfield. The Bearcats have 2 receivers split to either side. That's Donaldson, Drake, Lovell, and Goodwin. The lone back is Crenshaw beside Crocker. Crocker in the shotgun now. Wants to throw. Good protection. Fires downfield. Wide open and complete at the 15-yard line. It's Owen Lovell.
Owen Lovell went on a straight go route down the center of the field. And Crocker was able just to step back, had enough time and protection in the pocket to deliver a strike right down the hash. Great pitch and catch there that time for Crocker to Lovell. Sets him up with a 1st and 10 inside the 20-yard line. Looks like about the 15, 16-yard line. So they're in the red zone. See what Coleman can do with it now.
Bearcats running quick now. Crocker from the shotgun. Hands off to Crenshaw. Running off right tackle. 7-5-3. Touchdown, Bearcats.
Will Crenshaw took that play. He went, we're going to call it 16 yards. And he went off right tackle and just never checked up. Looking like a water bug on the pond out there the way he moved around. Great running that time by Will Crenshaw.
And good blocking up front from Mills and Butts and Hunter and Nutley and Johnson. Crenshaw had a nice hole to run through, and he capitalized on it, getting the Bearcats on the board.
See what they got going on here. It looks like they moved them back. Was there a penalty on that play? Oh, you're kidding me. procedure penalty against Coleman. They moved him back to the 20-yard line, so scratch that. Mr. Crenshaw will have to run just a little bit further to score this time.
Yeah. They completed the play and signaled touchdown, and then all of a sudden at the last moment they're going to back the Bearcats up to the 20-yard line. So it's first and 15 from the 20 now. Take the 6 points off the board, and we'll do this again. Two receivers to either side for the Bearcats now. Crenshaw again with the handoff, and he's hit right at the 20-yard line. Not much doing on that one that time for the Bearcats.
Yeah, apologize for the incorrect information. I never saw a flag on the field, but, yeah, that time Crenshaw takes the handoff from Crocker, and almost like he stumbled just a little bit there at the line of scrimmage and able to pick up no yards as he tried to run behind the big center that time. That new running back checked in. I can't make that. Is that number six? Correct there? Nope. Yeah, that's Michael Aldehaley has checked in, and he'll dot the I behind Crocker, almost in like a pistol formation there.
Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Bearcats working right to left. Crocker wants to throw, fires for Seth Donaldson at the two. He's got it, and down at the 2 yard line. That's going to be good enough for a Bearcat first down and be first and goal Bearcats from the Golden Eagle 2 yard line.
Yeah, Zach Crocker had great protection that time. He stepped back, and they brought in Michael Aldehaley that time. Like I said, line him up in that pistol position. He's able to step up in the hole, meet the defender, give Ross Crocker just enough time to deliver that pass to Donaldson as he came on a kind of a slant route there across down to the 2 yard line. Sets him up first and goal here. 5:34 to go in the first as we got whistles blowing as Athens seems to want to take a timeout and talk about this on defense.
Yep, the Golden Eagles take timeout. We'll take one with them. We've got 5:34 left in the opening quarter. The Bearcats are threatening. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School, Bearcats and Golden Eagles, 6A Region 8 here on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. And right now the Bearcats are threatening. They've got it first and goal on the Athens 2 yard line.
Now Ross Crocker doing a good job of throwing the football tonight. Not an incomplete pass yet. And you can say that's all due to Ross's throwing ability or this great core of wide receivers they got. Now they're going with a power formation here.
Crenshaw gets the handoff, and he gets down to the one, and he's hit pretty hard right about the 1 yard line. That's Andre Holt on the stop for Athens, so they pick up a yard, and it's going to be second down and goal now from the one.
Number 16, Andre Holt. He stuffed that hole, and he closed it up right there. No gain on the play. I have a feeling we're going to be calling Andre Holt's name a lot tonight. He's only 5'8", 190 pounds senior. He plays running back, outside linebacker, and middle linebacker. He looks like he's tough as a pine knot.
Second down and goal. Crocker wants to throw, fires in the end zone, in and out of the hands of Dawson Drake on the far sideline.
Actually, that was Will Crenshaw over there on that side. He slipped out of the backfield, kind of on like a little wheel route. Came out like he was going to block on the defensive end, just turned and headed towards the pylon on the other side. And I think he may have turned his head just a little quick because the ball hit him right in the hands. Great pass by Crocker, just not able to haul it in for the touchdown.
Third down and goal now. Crocker will operate under center. He'll toss it back to Crenshaw. Crenshaw's dancing at the two, spins, and he is in the end zone for the Bearcat touchdown. Will Crocker. Will Crenshaw.
Will Crenshaw went on a little stretch play that time. His ball was resting right about midfield, and he stretched it all the way over and was trying to get around the defensive back on that side. He cut it back up inside about the hash mark, about the M in Coleman on the end zone down there. Slides ahead for a 2 yard touchdown run at the time for Will Crenshaw.
Matthew Bell comes on to attempt the extra point for the Bearcats. The snap is good, and the kick is up, And the kick is good. So with 4:49 left to go in the first quarter, your score, the Bearcats 7 and the Golden Eagles nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School, and the Bearcats taking care of business here in the first quarter off the legs of Will Crenshaw. And a one-yard touchdown run puts the Bearcats on top 7-0 over the Golden Eagles from Athens.
Well, we get ready to set to kick off here. See what Athens can do with this football on offense.
High kick is going to hit at the 21-yard line. Bounce off of Athens, and the Bearcats recovered at the 26-yard line.
Tariq Malone went to field that football, and it bounced off his shoulder pads, and it fell on the ground, and he just looked at it. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. And that was number 6, you say. That's Michael Aldehaley, another defensive player for Coleman that comes in all the time, make play after play after play. But you couldn't get a better – you couldn't have got a Christmas gift, couldn't put a bow around that play because Coleman now set up at the 27-yard line. We thought that scoring might come at a premium tonight, but not so far the way the ball has bounced in Coleman's favor right here early in the first quarter.
What a costly mistake for Athens. It bounced right off of his thigh pad, and he just kind of looked like he was in shock, and the gentleman standing next to him couldn't get on it. But the Bearcats got on it. They've got it first and 10 from the Golden Eagle 27-yard line from the shotgun. Hand off to Crenshaw. He gives a reverse, and they fire downfield intended for Owen Lovell, and he's hit at the 2-yard line. Pass falls incomplete. Probably going to see pass interference coming against Athens. What they did, they handed the ball off to Crenshaw. Crenshaw gave it back to Fletcher Jennings, kind of on a reverse, and Jennings threw downfield for Lovell. But pass interference against Athens will give the Bearcats even more yardage.
Yeah, Lovell was he was double covered on the other side, and Tommy, that is a very difficult throw to make. They faked it. It's almost like a fake handoff reverse over here. He pitched the ball off to Fletcher Jennings. He throws the ball all the way back across the field from the numbers on the near side of the field to the hash mark on the far side of the field. You know, it's only going to pick up about 18 yards lengthwise, but he had to throw the ball about 35, 40 yards across the field there.
So with the penalty, it moves the football forward to the 14-yard line. First and 10 Bearcats from the Golden Eagle 14. Ross Crocker in the shotgun. He has three receivers to the far side of the field and one to the near side. And officials call timeout. Not sure if a team called timeout. This looks like the officials want to talk about something.
Yeah, I can't quite figure it out. I don't see any penalty flags. It just seems like the line judge on this near side of the field wanted to talk to the referee. And now you've got the umpire coming across. They've all kind of have a little – see what's going on there. Maybe some kind of malfunction with a clock or something. I don't know. Maybe.
The officials are having a conversation with Mark Britton here on the near sideline, explained to him what their conference was about. And our apologies because we can't explain to you what the conversation is about.
Well, it must have gone in Coleman's favor because Coach Britton's hat didn't come off.
First down and 10 now for the Bearcats from the Athens 14-yard line. There are three Bearcat receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Crenshaw in the backfield besides Crocker. Crocker will beat to the right of Crenshaw. They hand it back, coming on a reverse to the near sideline, getting across the 10, fighting down to the 7-yard line is Dawson Drake. And another penalty flag on the field right about the 10-yard line. We'll check this penalty.
He came from that slot position over on the far side, Drake did. He came across right in front of Crocker. He just hands him the football off, like you said, almost on like a little reverse. And he tried to stretch it around the end, and sure enough, a lot of times you have to stretch that field that far, you're going to get this penalty. It's a holding call on the left-hand side of the field over here for Coleman. They'll back him up 10 yards from that point. It'll be remain first down as they'll set up from about the 21-yard line. Well, they played musical chairs with a yard marker out there on this particular drive, up the field, back the field, down the field, sideways. Maybe they're running circles in a minute.
So it's first down Actually, should be second down. One marker says first down. One marker says second down. I believe it's second down. We'll call it second down and 18 for the Bearcats. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side as they work right to left. Crocker wants to throw, pump fake, now fires in the end zone. Dawson Drake is open. He's got it. Touchdown, Bearcats.
Beautiful play. He is getting all kind of protection back there. Ross Crocker just put that ball where the only person who could run under it and catch it. Dawson Drake, corner of the end zone, perfectly thrown and executed corner route that time. A 21-yard touchdown pass here in the first quarter. 4:24 to go. See what Coleman does with the extra point. Looks like they're going to bring out number 90. That is Matthew Bell. His first extra point was good. We'll see what the second one does here. Special teams plays a very important part.
Snap is down. Kick is up, and this one's good as well. So with 4:24 left to go in the opening quarter, Bearcats out to a 14-0 lead. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local, home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store. 256-734-8583.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School, the Bearcats with a 14-0 lead over the Athens Golden Eagles. And Matthew Bell set to kick it away again for the Bearcats. Last time, Athens bobbled it. The Bearcats got it back and had great field position. This one hits at the 30. Nobody wants to recover it again, and the Bearcats have recovered this kickoff, too, at the 32-yard line.
Wow. They just looked at it like they were fielding a punt. I don't get it. The ball was falling around on the foot on the ground, and they didn't even try to pick it up. And then he realized, hey, it's live football. He goes to scoop it up, and Coleman's all over the football.
You can say deer in the headlights, folks, but I'm telling you, it's worse than that. The Athens Golden Eagles had the ball hit, and they just sat there and look at it, and it's a live football. The Bearcats know it. They've fallen on it, and they've got the football now at the 32-yard line in business once again. We've yet to see the offense from Athens come onto the field. We've got 4:19 left in the opening quarter.
Yeah, last time it was number 11, Tariq Malone. He's the power running back they've got. And this time it was Terrence Watkins, number 19, the wide receiver, junior, 6'1". Wow. I'm speechless when it comes to what's going on over there on that side of the football. But nevertheless, Coleman set up, like you said, great field position here. The 32-yard line, and whoop, there the hat came off. So something's going on down there that Mark Ritten does not like.
Bearcats,
we'll see what it is.
Bearcats had to take a timeout. The 25-second clock is running down, and Crocker and the sideline weren't communicating properly. But I think Britton's in the huddle now getting the communication line straightened out.
I keep bringing up the hat. I'll tell you a funny here, because most people at home, if you had the opportunity to play football at Coleman, either under Dale Cook with Mark Ritten as an assistant coach, or if you played directly for him here, or if you played baseball for him, his signature move is to rip that hat off. And if you don't do what you're supposed to do on the football field, you miss an assignment. The button on the top of that hat makes the most piercing ring you've ever heard as it strikes the top of your football helmet. Trust me, I almost went deaf my senior year.
It'll get your attention, won't it?
It'll get it.
First and 10 for the Bearcats now from the Athens 32-yard line. Three receivers to the near side. Crenshaw, the lone back, he takes a handoff, gets across the 30, and is bumped out of bounds at the 29-yard line. Defensive stop that time made by Samuel Hudson of the Athens Golden Eagles.
Yeah, he just went off left end there trying to cut it up the field there at the sidelines. Got bumped out of bounds. He picks up about 2-3 yards there. Actually, they've got him marked at the 30, so it'll be second down and 8 here. 4:15 to go. Bearcats set up great field position once again.
Crenshaw again across the 30 down to about the 27-yard line. Hard running for about 2 yards. It'll be third down now and about 5 for the Bearcats.
That time, Crenshaw was set up to the right-hand side. Ross Crocker just turns and hands it to him as he comes across. Streaks behind the left tackle there. Picks up a few yards. set up a third down and manageable for Coleman.
Third and five for the Bearcats from the Athens 27-yard line. Crocker from the shotgun, loads, wants to throw, fires down near the goal line. Incomplete, intended for Owen Lovell. Lovell was covered pretty well, but he had a height advantage over the defensive back, was still unable to bring it in. That'll bring up fourth down and five now for the Bearcats.
See what they want to do. They're in a position here on the field where a punt, if it goes into the end zone, you're only going to garner a good, 7 yards difference for the field position. So, fourth down on this end of the field like this, it's good to just go ahead and go for it. You might pick up the first down. If not, at least, you're closer down to the, 20-yard line before the Athens takes over.
It's fourth and five for the Bearcats. Two receivers to either side. Crocker's in trouble. Wants to throw. Flushes out of the pocket. Runs to the far side. Sets. Fires. Seth Donaldson's open. He's got the catch at the 4-yard line.
Ross Crocker was running from his life. Number 35 for that's Perry Kirby for the Athens Golden Eagles. He was all over Crocker as he chased him out of the pocket. He fell down, gave Crocker enough time to pull the ball back in, throw it downfield. He found a wide open streaking Seth Donaldson there at, say, about the 3-4 yard line. I can't really make it out. It's about the 4 yard line over there. Like I said, you take that opportunity on fourth and five. You pick up the first down. Now you're set up first and goal here in the first quarter again.
Crenshaw takes a handoff from Crocker, and he squirms down to about the 2 yard line. Give him about 2 yards on the carry. Be second down and goal now for the Bearcats.
Once again, they're beating that defensive line up. These guys have got to be gassed. They've been on the field for the entire game, and Coleman is just pounding the ball down their throat here in the middle of the field. They're taking valuable time off the clock, and they're also wearing this defense down.
Crocker under center, hands off to Crenshaw. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Bearcats.
3-yard touchdown run that time by Will Crenshaw as he goes off left tackle. Power football, like I said, wear that defense down. Got another touchdown for Crenshaw. First one was a 2-yard run. This is a 3-yard run. Not got a lot of real estate on those touchdown runs, but he's racking them up tonight, that's for sure.
Well, and touchdowns and kickoffs have proven to be good combinations for the Bearcats tonight.
You know, we said special teams would play a big role in this game, and tonight it's equivalated for 14 points for the Coleman Bearcats so far.
Matthew Bell's extra point is up, and it is good. The clock is stopped with 2:53 left in the opening quarter. Your score, Bearcats 21, Golden Eagles nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School, Bearcats with a 21-0 lead with 2:53 left in the opening quarter. Bell set the kickoff again. We'll see if the Athens Golden Eagles can take a kickoff this time. They pooch it really high, and it is caught this time by the Golden Eagles at their own 38-yard line. Bearcats just barely kicked that one about 20 yards sky high. But this time Athens recovers a kick, and for the first time tonight, we'll see the Athens Golden Eagle offense led by their freshman quarterback, who's 6'2", 185 pounds. He'll wear number 14 tonight. His name is John Backus.
Now, that time, that kickoff was taken by number 35, Perry Kirby. And I'll tell you what, Tommy, looked like he was holding that ball with his elbows because it almost slipped through his hands there. If they had had a turnover right there on that kickoff, woo, might as well fire up the buses because that would have just killed the momentum or the will to come back out on the field for the defense.
Athens will operate out of the shotgun. Handoff in the backfield, trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, and not much doing there on that carry. That's number 11, Malone, on the carry for Athens. Nothing doing.
Yeah, he was met that time by big Will Blaylock right there in the hole, and Tariq Malone was going nowhere. He might have picked up 6 inches or so by the looks of the marker across the field. But Tariq Malone's averaging 84 yards a game, but if he keeps running into big Will Blaylock down there playing nose tackle, he won't be getting 84 yards tonight.
Second down and 10 for Athens now. Backus from the shotgun with Malone behind him. Fakes it to Malone. Fires on the outside for Potts. Potts is huge. He's 6'6", 220. He's the receiver on the far side of the field. He hauls in a catch good for about 6 yards.
You might need to go down there and check, make sure Mr. Potts didn't, somebody didn't sneak Duke Williams in here, because he's about the same size, folks. He's a very impressive looking athlete. He's head and shoulders above everybody else on the team out there. He ran just a little hook route there and didn't really have a defender around him that time. He just kind of caught the ball and fell to the ground. It sets up third down and four. 1:44 to go in the first.
From the shotgun, Backus will hand it off on a reverse, coming to the near side, getting out to near the midfield and just over into Bearcat territory, about the 49-yard line. A reverse, but only good for about 2 yards. Bring up fourth down for Athens.
Looks like they're going to have to punt, because Terrence Wilkins, he came from that slot position, came from through the backfield. This defense tonight for Coleman, they've got fresh legs. They've seen that on film all week, and they're having none of it. Three and out for Athens Golden Eagles team right here as Coleman looks to get the football back. About a minute to go, a little over a minute to go in the first. They've got, can't make out the high snap. Gets the punt away, just barely, almost blocked it. Ball rolls almost down to the 4 yard line where they're going to mark him. Wasn't able to get over to field that punt. Ball rolls out of bounds at the 4 yard line. So that's where Coleman will set up here with 48.2 seconds to go in the first quarter. Your score, the Coleman Bearcats 21, the Athens Golden Eagles. Well, Tommy, they've laid a goose egg so far.
It was kind of an end over end kick, and when it hit the ground, it just kept rolling and rolled all the way down to the Bearcat 4 yard line. So be a tough start. Actually, the worst start of the night for the Bearcats.
That's only the second time they started on their side of the field.
Crocker will be in the shotgun. Three receivers to the far side. Crenshaw is the lone back behind him. Crenshaw takes a handoff. He gets across the 5 and out to the 7 yard line before he's pushed out of bounds. So good gain that time for the Bearcats. Gets him a little bit more breathing room.
Moves the ball out to about the 9 yard line there. He picks up 5, so it's going to be second down and 5. They'll have to run another play here because the play clock has not started. The game clock is at 26, so they'll have to run one more play as number 8, Jaron Potter, checks in at wide receiver over on this side. I'm sorry, that's Seth Donaldson. He's double numbers on the roster. Kill me.
On second down and 5, Crenshaw takes a handoff, and he fights out to near the 15-yard line. He'll have a Bearcat first down. And the clock will stop with 6.2 seconds. Left in the opening quarter as they move the chains.
Yeah, just powered his way up the middle there. Got a first down. Lean forward almost to the 15-yard line. It's about the 14.5. That's where they'll mark it. And I'm sure they won't run another play. They'll walk to the other end of the field here as soon as this clock gets pumped back into play. And that's where they'll start going north to south in the next quarter, Tommy.
That's it. After one quarter of play, your score. The Coleman Bearcats 21, the Athens Golden Eagles nothing. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School. And so far in the first quarter, the Coleman Bearcats have proven to be hard to handle tonight. I want to say a special thanks to those folks who make Friday Night Live possible. They are Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, AK Rentals, Alpha Agent, Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware. Go by and visit these folks. Tell them thanks for bringing you Friday Night Live each and every Friday night here on Coleman's Live 95. On first and 10 from the 15-yard line, the Bearcats get a procedure penalty. So that'll back them up to their own 10-yard line, and they'll start out first down at 15 now from their own 10-yard line. Just underway, opening seconds of the second quarter. Bearcats lead 21-0 over the Athens Golden Eagles on homecoming night here at Coleman High School. We're glad you're with us. So on first and 15 after the procedure penalty, Bearcats have three receivers to the near side, and Crenshaw, the lone back in the backfield by Crocker. Motion to the far side. Crocker takes the handoff. Big hole, gets out to the 15-yard line. Good straight-ahead running that time from Crenshaw before Harrison Presnell stops him by Athens. Now Crenshaw goes off right tackle, leans back out about the 15-yard line. It's going to set up second down and 10 early here in the second quarter. Coleman's got three receivers to the far side, one receiver set to the near side. With Crenshaw, the lone back in the backfield, set next to Crocker. See what they got in store on second down and 10.
Seth Donaldson split to the near side as the Bearcats work left to right here in the second quarter. It's Crenshaw again, big hole, 20, 25, 30, and knocked down at the 30-yard line. That's good enough for a Bearcat first down.
Well, Crenshaw came out of the backfield like he was shot out of a shotgun, turned the corner right at the numbers, and is able to get forward, like you said, up to the 30-yard line. Sets up first down and 10 with 11:14 to go. They have got this offense moving tonight, folks.
Your buddy Robert Shrimpsker on the tackle for the Athens Golden Bears. On first down, Crenshaw takes a handoff again, breaks away from one tackler and spins forward, and he might have gotten that to the 31-yard line. Tough run in that time by Will Crenshaw.
Yeah, number 15, Paxton Scrimsler. I'm just going to call him Paxton. Rest of the night, number 15, that's Paxton.
Call him Scrimps?
Yeah, Scrimpy.
I like Scrimp. We've had our doozies this year between not only
players.
At least
he doesn't play for Pope John St. Paul's II Fighting Tigers or Eagles, whatever they were.
On second down and 9, Crocker wants to throw, fires, loads, throws downfield. Beautiful pitch and catch to Seth Donaldson. And Donaldson rambles all the way down to the Golden Eagle 22-yard line.
Seth Donaldson drugged three defenders. Man, he is fired up. He drugged them from the 30-yard line all the way down to the 22. Had three guys hanging on him, and they couldn't bring him down. Beautiful pitch and catch, like you said. Perfect, perfect offensive line play. You can't say enough about the big guys up front getting Ross Crocker all the time in the world to throw that ball, and he threw it like a laser on target.
On first and 10, Crenshaw takes a handoff, and he gets across the 20 and down to near the 18-yard line, just straight-ahead handoff by Will Crenshaw.
Yep, just moving the football. That was actually Al DeHaley had checked in for Crenshaw that time. He was able to move the football. They marked him at the 20-yard line. So he picks up 2 yards, second down, 8. As the Bearcats move from left to right here, going south towards the Bearcat end zone.
Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side for the Bearcats now. Crocker gets the play from the sideline. Crenshaw stands to his right as the Bearcats work from left to right. Snap to Crocker. He wants to throw. Fires down the left side. Incomplete. Intended for Dawson Drake, who was running just a streak route down the far sideline. Pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up third down and 9 now for the Bearcats.
Crocker hung that corner route pass up right to the rear of the pylon in the back corner of the end zone where only his receiver could catch it. Let it just a little too far out of bounds. Dawson wasn't able to run up underneath the football. Got out of bounds there as the ball falls harmlessly to the turf. They always say if you're going to throw that corner route over there, throw it to where only your guy can catch it, and he did a perfect job of that.
On third down and 9 now. Three receivers to the far side for the Bearcats, one to the near side. Crocker wants to throw again. He's in trouble. He's going to be sacked back at the 29-yard line. Several Golden Eagles all around him, and the leading charge that time came from, looks like, number 86. That's Kate Anderson.
Yeah, number 86, and I believe that's number 16, Andre Holt. Like I said, we're going to call his name a lot. The pocket just collapsed there, and he's dropped back at the 30-yard line. So that's going to be fourth and 19. And they brought Matthew Bell out here. He's going to try a 47-yard field goal here.
the ball's set perfect right in the dead center of the field. So we've got, looks like Dawson Drake to hold. Matthew Bell to attempt a 47-yard field goal.
Snap is good. It's placed down. The kick is low. Hits at the 5-yard line, and it's going to be no good. So with 8:52 left in the first half, Bearcats with a 21-0 lead over the Athens Golden Eagles. And so far, Jason, it really hasn't been the ball game we thought we would see due to Athens being unable or unresponsive on a couple of kickoffs.
Yeah, they unresponsive, but call the ambulance is more like it. what you saw in that first quarter was two special teams played by Coleman, and we talked about it. You talked about it in the interview with Coach Britton. Special teams play such an important role. They've got 14 points tonight off of turnovers on those kickoffs, where last week that's what saved the Bearcats and got them out of Fayette County with a win. The 4 points in special teams were able to keep off the board.
On first and 10, Backus wants to throw, fires way downfield, incomplete at about the 40-yard line of the Bearcats. Good coverage that time by the Bearcats. Number two, that's Bronte Harris on coverage, but we do have a flag back at the 49-yard line.
He dropped that flag. I don't really agree with it. Bronte was running stride for stride. He was actually in front of the receiver, and I guess they just thought he impeded his motion a little bit getting down the sideline, but there's nothing illegal about that play. You know, he's running stride for stride with him. The receiver's actually behind him because Bronte is a quick young man, and he's even letting the referee know that, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I wasn't face guarding, but I didn't impede it. He just was slower than me. Either way, they give them 15 yards, sets up the Athens Golden Eagles at the 35-yard line.
Handoff this time to Malone. Malone gets across the 40 and out to the 42-yard line. Good 8 yards running straight ahead by Tariq Malone.
Number 11, Tariq Malone. He is the leading rusher on this team. He averages 84 yards a game, and you can see how with that run there. He goes off right tackle and bobs and weaves to the middle linebackers, makes it all the way back into the secondary there almost for the Golden Eagles, into the Coleman secondary. They're going to be on about the 43-yard line with second down and three.
Handoff again goes to Malone, but the Bearcats have him wrapped up right about the line of scrimmage, and a hard flag thrown in from the near sideline right about the line of scrimmage.
Line of scrimmage flag coming in from this side with the play coming to that side. You're going to bet a hamburger if that's a holding call?
And the hamburgers are good. At least they smell good, too. Holding is the call against the Athens Golden Eagles. The flag was thrown right about the 40. So they'll back them up 10 yards there. They should spot the football down right about the 30-yard line. Clock is stopped with 8:07 left in the first half. The Bearcats lead 21-0 over Athens.
Yeah, that holding call is going to back up Athens. They'll start at the 30-yard line now. Be second down and about 15, it looks like. Yeah, about 15, 14 and a half. We'll call it 15. We're going to round up tonight. None of those half yards. We're going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
7 minutes, 24 seconds left in the first half. Madison County leads Fairview 7-6. Oakman's leading Vinemont 27-0 with 11:42 left in the first half. Here where we are, it's 21-0 Bearcats. 8 minutes left in the first half. It's second down and 15 for Athens from their own 30. Backus wants to throw, fires over the sideline of the Bearcats onto the track, incomplete. That'll bring up third down, 15 now for Athens.
Yep. He threw that ball where nobody could catch it. That ball bounced off of the Coleman bleach or the bench sitting over here just above the Mitch Smith Chevrolet logo there in midfield. So he was just trying to get rid of that football and avoid a grounding charge. He got out of the pocket, threw the ball out of bounds because there was nothing open downfield as this Coleman secondary just had everybody covered up.
Third down, 15 for Athens now from their own 30-yard line. They'll send three receivers to the far side as they work right to left. Backus and Tariq Malone in the backfield. Backus from the shotgun now. Fakes it to Malone. Rolls to his right. Wants to throw. Bearcats are pressuring him. And they've got it knocked down about the 34-yard line. Back to only the original line of scrimmage.
Going to set up fourth down and 11. And out comes the punt team for the Golden Eagles. As once again, this is Coleman's secondary. They are just smothering out there. You got Bronte Harris. You've got Chase Slocum. You got a number of folks out there that just play great defense, and they're showing off tonight as the Golden Eagles only pick up a first down off of a penalty, and they're going to have to go punt the football.
Athens will punt it away from their own 20-yard line. A good snap. Kick is sky high, going to be short. is going to hit right about the Bearcat 45 and then bounce back into Athens territory at the Athens 45-yard line. So the brakes are going for the Bearcats tonight.
Yeah, you talk about the ball bouncing the right way. It couldn't get any better for Coleman. They couldn't ask for a better scenario as the ball, like you said, it bounces the right way for them a couple of times tonight. So
it'll be first and 10 for the Bearcats now from the Athens 45-yard line. Bearcats lead 21-0. We have 7:02 left in the first half. It's homecoming here at Coleman High School. So in just a little bit, we'll be able to tell you who the homecoming queen is and who the homecoming court is for 2014 at Coleman High School. On first and 10, three receivers to the near side. Handoff goes to Crenshaw. Crenshaw is down to about the 42-yard line and another flag back in the backfield thrown by the referee. So we'll see what this call is. He's having a conversation with Jacob Mills, an offensive lineman, and holding is going to be the call against the Bearcats, and it looks like Mills will be the guilty party.
Yeah, that flag comes in the backfield, and yep, there it is, a holding call, and Coach Britton's hat is off again. How about that? So, yeah, we got a couple games going on around the county tonight, and we got an all-region play tonight. You got Good Hope at Locust Fork, Winfield at Hansville, Holly Pond at Winston County, Open at Vinemont, J.O. Johnson at West Point. West Point looking to remain undefeated and making a trek towards the playoffs.
First down and 23 for the Bearcats from their own 43-yard line. Two receivers split to either side. Crenshaw, the lone back beside Crocker. Crenshaw takes a handoff running straight ahead, and he's hit a wall right about the line of scrimmage. Big number 52. Darian Pitts was there to hit him right about the line of scrimmage. Nothing doing on that play for the Bearcats.
Yeah, they've got him listed at 5'10", 200 pounds. I don't know what they're thinking. That boy's a lot bigger than 5'10", I promise you that.
And he's a lot bigger than 210, too.
Yeah, he's a lot bigger. He might be 250. Rounding out those other two games, it's Cold Springs at Addison and Fairview at Madison County. We'll update you with those scores here shortly.
Crenshaw on the run again out to the 49-yard line. Good 5-yard carry from Crenshaw, but he's still going to be way short of a Bearcat first down. Crenshaw, they'll put the football down right about midfield. So it'll be third down now and about 16 to go for the Bearcats.
Kind of look for Ross Crocker to put the ball in the air this time as he's got two receivers split out to both sides. As a matter of fact, Crenshaw is going to join, looks like Drake Dawson and Mason Goodman on the far side, going to be set up in a kind of a slot position. He comes in motion this time across the backfield to the other side of the field.
And Crocker does want to throw, loads, fires in the flat to Crenshaw, and he's hit immediately right about the 46-yard line. Good coverage that time from Athens. That's Jonathan Kane on the coverage for the Golden Eagles.
Well, you see textbook defensive back play, and that was it. He didn't give an inch. But the ball was thrown out to Crenshaw in the flat. And number two, Jonathan Kane, he just broke down and made a perfect form tackle out there. And that sets up fourth down and 12, a 453 to go here in the second quarter.
Bearcats punted away on fourth down, and this one's going to go out of bounds up near the Athens 19-yard line. So that's where Athens will put it in play from their own 19-yard line. 4:46 left in the first half. Bearcats lead 21-0.
I know a lot of times coaches don't like to see that football go out of bounds on a punt like that. It didn't pick up it wasn't a very long punt, but what it does do, it sets the ball up. There's no chance of a return as the Athens Golden Eagles come out to take over first and 10 with 4:46 to go from their own 19-yard line. Having no success so far on offense, big number one, Trey Potts, checks into the near side. They're having a little meeting of the minds in the backfield as they got like a triple back set.
Quarterbacks in the middle. Both of the backs are to either side. Squirming out to about the 21-yard line is Terrence Watkins. He picks up about 3 yards. Be second down at 7 now for Athens.
That was kind of an odd-looking play. Terrence Watkins was actually lined up almost in that shotgun position with two backs, and they were standing shoulder to shoulder. I mean, there's like, you know, the three amigos back in the backfield. I think if they're going to have any success moving the football, they're going to have to get the ball in the hands of big number one, Trey Potts. You know, he's tall enough, he can go up and catch anything that's thrown at him, and he's been basically nullified here tonight so far.
Terrence Watkins again from the Wildcat, trying to get to the far sideline, and he can't get away from the Bearcats. Good stop made on the far side by Bronte Harris. He makes a stop in the backfield, so that play loses about 7 yards. Now to be third down and 12 for Athens. Great defense from the Bearcats.
Yeah, Bronte Harris comes up from his defensive back position on the far side of the field. And he had him dead to rights back there. He was getting blocked. Now, mind you, Bronte Harris, he checks in at 5'10", 185. He's going up against Trey Potts, a 6'6", 221-pound senior. And he was able to get by him and make that tackle in the backfield for about a 2 or 3 yard loss there. Sets up third and 12.
So on third and 12, Backus comes back in at quarterback now. Athens has two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Backus rolls to the near side, loads, fires in and out of the hands of the Bearcats. Good defensive coverage that time.
Number 37, Zach Glenn. Zach Glenn. He is gonna dream about that all night long because he had the headlights on. And the ball hit him right in the hands. He dropped it because the sea was about to part for him. I believe that would have been a pick six because the middle of the field was wide open as everybody was out on the perimeter defending that pass. But, yeah, Zach Glenn, he is going to dream about that one tonight, I promise you.
So on fourth down, Athens will punt back to receive for the Bearcats. It'll be Caden Wynn. He'll stand at the Athens 47-yard line. High kick, kind of wobbling end over end. Fair catch called for by Wynn at the 45-yard line. So that's where the Bearcats have put it in play. When we come back, 3:08 left in the first half. Your score, Bearcats 21, Athens nothing. This is Friday Night Live.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School, the Coleman Bearcats and the Athens Golden Eagles on homecoming night here at Coleman. Bearcats out to a 21-0 lead with 2 minutes 40 seconds left in the first half. Second down and 12 for the Bearcats now. They have three receivers to the near side. One lone running back in the backfield beside Crocker. It's Crenshaw. They fake it to Crenshaw. Crocker wants to throw. He's got great protection. Everybody downfield's covered. Then all of a sudden, Seth Donaldson breaks loose at the 30-yard line. He's got a Bearcat first down and more.
And you couldn't ask for better wide receiver play tonight out of Seth Donaldson. He recognized that Ross Crocker was in trouble. He broke off of his slant route, cut straight across the middle of the field, comes back and gives him a target right there about the 26-yard line. He caught it at the 30 and was able to get forward to the 26. Wonderful, outstanding play tonight by number 8, Seth Donaldson.
Crenshaw with a handoff right up the middle gets down to near the 20, 22, maybe the 23-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 23, only about a 1 yard gain. Be second down and 9 now for the Bearcats.
Yeah, who would have thought if we had talked what we set this game up for tonight, would you have thought we have 21-0 game with 1:57 to go in the second? Athens hasn't had the football across midfield yet.
And they've only had the ball on offense twice. Due to fumbled kickoffs. Second down and 9 for the Bearcats now. From the Athens 23-yard line. Crocker wants to throw. Throws a screen, and this one's dropped by Seth Donaldson, trying to throw a wide receiver screen on the far sideline. That's something we're not going to see a lot of tonight. That's Seth Donaldson have one hit him in the hands and then fall to the turf.
Well, you can always contribute that to one thing. Seth saw exactly what I saw. He saw great blocking on the other side. That was number 22. That's Dalton Yerby. He had a great – I'm sorry, that's Mason Goodwin, my bad. Jay Fuller, tell your dad I'm coming to see him Monday. Great blocking. Mason Goodwin was able to get a hole open over there, and Seth just turned his head right before the ball got there, and the ball falls harmlessly to the ground. Still got third down and 8 here, 1:37 to go in the second.
Crocker wants to throw. Good protection again. Fires intended for Donaldson again, and good coverage that time from Athens. Christopher Langford on the coverage for Athens. That pass falls incomplete, so now to bring up fourth down for the Bearcats.
Yeah, that ball bounced about 5 yards in front. I don't know if maybe Ross Crocker, the ball might have slipped from his hand or something, but it came up, it bounced about 5 yards in front of Donaldson, and not a common occurrence you're going to see every day, but it looks like Matthew Bell, number 90. He's going to come out with a hold of Dawson Drake. Going to attempt a, is it 12 on the 24-yard line, so a 41-yard field goal.
Right at 41 yards out of the hold of Dawson Drake. Snap is good. Place is down. Kick is up, and the kick hits right about the beginning of the goal line. So that field goal attempt is no good. Clock is stopped. 1:27 left of the first half. Bearcats with a 21-0 lead over the Athens Golden Eagles on homecoming night here at Oliver Woodard Stadium. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. We're glad you're with us here on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. We are WRJMLP in Coleman.
You know, Tommy, I saw in warm-ups, I walked down to the edge of the field. I was watching both teams warm up, and Athens has got a place kicker that he could hit the field goal. I saw him hit some from, you know, 45, 46, 47 yards out. They were down the middle. They're going to have to get down here as close to their end of the field, see if he can bring him out and get some points on the board for him tonight.
First and 10 for Athens now. They fire it here on the near sideline to Trey Potts. Potts spins away from a couple of Bearcats and gets out to the 26-yard line. A good 6-yard pitch and catch that time for Athens.
I brought up Trey Potts' name because, like I said, folks listening at home, he looks like a college or NFL player. He's such a big guy. But one thing that I'm having a little trouble with is he caught that football, and instead of just getting up the field and trying to fight and get yards where he can, he's trying to be too much of a finesse player, and that's just not going to work. You're going to have to fight, scratch, and claw for every yard you get against this Coleman Bearcat defense tonight.
On second down and 5, Backus is in trouble. He's going to run it across the 30, out to the 35, to the 37-yard line is John Backus before he's finally knocked down that time by the Bearcats. Look like number 22, Dalton Yerby, in on the stop for the Bearcats.
Yep. That time, the quarterback, John Backus, the pocket broke down around him. He made a perfect decision to go up and just take the ball up the middle and get as many yards as he could as he clocks it here on first down, trying to stop this clock so they can put together a play, try to get some points on the board. There's 42.3 seconds left to go before halftime. Like I said earlier, Athens hasn't crossed the 50-yard line yet, so let's see what they've got in store, if they can put together something and try to get a few points on the board so it's not such a demoralizing halftime script that they have to go through when they check into the locker room.
Second down and 10 for Athens now from their own 37-yard line. High snap brought down by Backus. He wants to throw it. He's in trouble. He's going to be sacked in the backfield. That's Garrett Cornelius with a big stick for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Garrett Cornelius came around. There was nobody open back there. Once again, that sack was set up solely on the back of the defensive backs back here. They had everybody covered up. Backus had nowhere to go with the football. Garrett Cornelius said, "Let me introduce you to our turf." And he stuck him in the ground pretty hard there. So looks like Athens takes a timeout with 33.4 seconds to go. Third down and 17. They got 33 seconds to go before half. Well, the way this offense is playing tonight, what do they call that, a miracle? Is that a miracle they're going to need to get in the end zone?
They're going to need some more offense, and they're going to need to fill some kickoffs for sure. From around the county, Madison County 21-6 over Fairview with 2 minutes left in the first half. And Addison leads Cold Springs 14-7 with 3:26 left in the second quarter. And the Holly Pond Broncos have a 5-point lead over Winston County with 4:18 left in the second quarter. Holly Pond 20 and Winston County 15. It's third down and 17 for Athens now from their own 30. Backus wants to throw, fires back across the field. Almost a great catch made by Ward on the near sideline, but excellent coverage from the Bearcats. It looked like
number three, Ethan.
Yeah,
he came across. The receiver had caught the football and was bringing it down, and McMahon was having none of it. He knocked that ball away. The Bearcats are going to have an opportunity with 26.8 seconds here. Athens is resting on the 30-yard line, so their punt. They've got that's number 15 back to receiver. 19. I'm sorry, that's number 19, Caden Wynn. He's back to receive, and his feet are planted firmly about the 43, 44-yard line. So they get a good return. They're going to have a few shots to the end zone here to score again before halftime.
Good high kick. Wynn's going to have a chance to return this one. He catches it at the 45. It gets into Athens territory to the 49-yard line. So with 17 seconds left in the first half, the Bearcats are going to get a shot at the end zone if that's what Coach Britton wants to try to do.
Yeah, they're set up on the 49-yard line. There's 17 seconds to go. And well, the way Ross Crocker can throw the football, and you've got this wonderful core of receivers. You've got Owen Lovell. You've got Seth Donaldson, Mason Goodwin. All these guys can go up and catch this football. He's lobbed a rare back and sling it a few times. You know, I know they say you don't like to rub it in, but it's 21-0 at halftime. I've seen a lot of games 21-0 at halftime turn around and be 42-21 in the fourth quarter, you know, when this offense wakes up, or, you know, a couple mistakes on either side of the football. So you score while you can, and then you worry about taking the foot off the throttle in the fourth if you're up big.
Crocker from the shotgun wants to throw. There's good coverage downfield. He's going to have to run this one and gets to the 45-yard line before he's knocked down. He'll pick up 5 yards. Clock will stop with 7.3 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, Crocker, he got tackled in bounds that time. He got, like you said, 7.3 seconds left. Coach Britton takes a timeout, and I'm kind of curious as to why Crocker didn't just keep running towards the eye. He cut that ball back up to the inside of the field when he could have stepped out of bounds and saved that timeout and saved a few precious seconds on the clock, because now if they take a shot at the end zone for these 7 precious seconds left, it's going to be a 45, 46-yard pass to the end zone. It's going to have to be in the air for about 50 yards. Three to five-step drop. So let's see what they do. Second down and 6. Like we said, Coleman up 21-0 over Athens.
And it is homecoming here at Coleman, so coming up momentarily, all the pageantry that comes with homecoming, and they'll be crowning a homecoming queen, and we'll give you the homecoming court and let you know who the 2014 homecoming queen at Coleman High School is.
Tommy, I was standing down by the concession stand before the gates opened, and one of the young men that's escorting tonight, he come walking by me, and he had that look on his face like he was just nervous. I said, relax, man. It'll be all right.
On second down, Crocker wants to throw, loads, fires way downfield. He's got a receiver open.
Touchdown, Lovell.
Wait for the signal. There it is. Touchdown, Bearcats. Owen Lovell, what a throw and catch from Ross Crocker to Owen Lovell. Crocker just stepped back, heaved it downfield, way high into the air. Lovell brought it in. It took the official a long time to make sure he still had the ball in his hands in the end zone, and he did. The Bearcats put more points on the board as we go into halftime.
That was a beautifully executed play. Lovell went on just a streak route. He went right down the hash marks, and Owen Lovell, that's the son of Donovan and SF Lovell. His dad was a great football player, and it looks like Owen is following right in his footsteps. Great pitch and catch. Perfect timing.
Matthew Bell's extra point out of Dawson Drake's hold is up and good. So at the end of the first half, it's all Bearcats. Your score, Coleman 28, Athens nothing. The halftime show is next. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors, Highway 278 East, Coleman.
the little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Welcome back to Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti on Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. And so far in the first half, Jason, it's been all Bearcats. You better believe it. It's all Bearcats all the time tonight. Two special teams faux pas, if you will, for the Athens Golden Eagles led to some early turnovers and early points for Coleman. First quarter with 4:49 to go, a 2-yard touchdown run by number 33, Will Crenshaw. Extra point good at that. With Matthew Bell made it 7-0 with 4:49 in the first. Just before the end of the first quarter, a 21-yard touchdown pass from Ross Crocker to Dawson Drake. Matthew Bell, another extra point kick straight through the uprights. At that point, made it 14-0 with 2:53 to go. Left in the first, another 3-yard touchdown run by Will Crenshaw. Matthew Bell, extra point. Once again, it was good. And then just right before the half, lightning struck as Ross Crocker hit Owen Lovell on a 45-yard touchdown pass. Matthew Bell tacked on the extra point. That's where we stand right now. All Coleman, 28-0 over the Athens Golden Eagles. And, Tommy, you couldn't ask for a better scenario here for homecoming. You've got a punt that bounces backwards 15 yards. You've got two kickoffs that are returned by or recovered by Coleman with basically a couple of Golden Eagles standing over the football out there like, you know, is that a loaf of bread? What? Should I pick it up? Is it a hand grenade? What's going on? But nevertheless, Coleman picks up those two turnovers and turns them into 14 points.
And then, too, when Athens has had the ball offensively, it's been the Bearcat defense that has really stepped up and made some big plays and has kept Athens from crossing midfield. The Athens Golden Eagles have not been across midfield so far tonight, and that's what's led also to a 28-0 Bearcat lead here at halftime. Some other scores from around the county. With 9.5 minutes left in the second quarter, it's Oakland 34, Vinemont nothing. Holly Pond 27, Winston County 15 with 1:19 remaining in the seventh. The Broncos may get a win. Also, J.O. Johnson leads West Point 6-2 at the half. That probably the most surprising score of the night right there at the half. J.O. Johnson 6 and West Point 2.
Yeah, J.O. Johnson comes into tonight's contest at West Point with a 2-4 record. Hope the West Point Warriors weren't looking ahead to next week with that contest against Russellville, overlooking this 2-4 J.O. Johnson team. If so, the coaches out there, they're going to have to get it turned around at halftime to see what's going on there, because West Point's looking to remain undefeated, move to 6-0. And that would be a huge shocker. That would almost be as bad as Oregon losing to Arizona last night. That's the severity of that loss.
And also at the half, Addison 14 and Cold Spring 7. And speaking of last night's game, I didn't lose any sleep because Oregon lost, but we've got a full day tomorrow. The SEC and the SEC West, somebody's got to lose tomorrow.
Well, you know. I'm glad you brought that up because I just happen to have a full slate here for tomorrow. Wow. The SEC West is really going to have a brutal day tomorrow. We're going to see two contests of undefeated teams, and you've got Auburn and LSU, a one-loss LSU, still very deadly. But tomorrow at 11 a.m., number 6, Texas A&M at number 12, Mississippi State. Mississippi State, about a field goal favorite in that game. But let me ask you this. When's the last time you saw a top-ranked matchup like this, two undefeated teams, and an 11 o'clock game on ESPN? I mean, really, 11 o'clock? That's a primetime game.
Well, true, and if I'm not mistaken, Texas A&M, that top matchup there, and an Alabama-Mississippi, the both of those biggest matchups in college football tomorrow are taking place in the state of Mississippi.
Yeah, Mississippi, the state of Mississippi, getting a lot of recognition this week for the first time in a long time in a positive light.
Right.
So let's see how it works out. You know, tomorrow, Kenny Hill and Dak Prescott can bolster their Heisman resumes, and if the Bulldogs can come away with it, they'll be on the short list of SEC West favors. You know, so we'll see what happens. But seriously, ESPN, 11 o'clock? Hey, tomorrow, another 11 o'clock game, in case you're not interested in the Bulldogs and the Aggies. The Florida Gators travel to Tennessee up in Knoxville to take on the Volunteers. You know, it's been an unfortunate couple of years for these once-proud programs, but the struggles run deeper. The last time both of these teams finished the same season with double-digit wins was well over a decade ago. Tennessee looks like it's a year away,
from being a serious contender, while Florida looks like it's going to be there as soon as it figures out how to get out of its own way. We'll find out which one comes first, Tony. Then tomorrow, the matchup that everybody in the state of Alabama that wears crimson is worried about. At 2:30, number 3 Alabama rolls into Oxford, Mississippi to take on the number 11 Ole Miss Rebels. That game can be seen at 2:30 on CBS. Alabama's about a touchdown favorite, and College Game Day is located there tomorrow in the Grove. So Saturday, we'll see what happens. You know, you got Lane Kiffin coming in as offensive coordinator. He's taking on a Hugh Freeze-led team. This Hugh Freeze team is a very similar foe to, like, saying Auburn. You know, they like to spread it out. Bo Wallace, he flings the football around. But, you know, something that no Alabama fan that I've talked to would even want to admit to it, guess who's leading the nation in passing statistics right now?
Would it be Bama?
Bama, but not the quarterback that everybody thought that was right. Going to be playing. So, you know, that's you tell that to somebody, their jaw just drops. So we'll see. We'll see if Alabama Crimson Tide can do something with the Ole Miss Rebels tomorrow. I'm sure they can. And then tomorrow at 3:00, if you're just, I don't know, maybe in a coma and you want to watch some football, Vandy's traveling to Athens to take on number 13 Georgia. Georgia's about a 34-point favorite in that game. That game can be seen on ESPN. I guess if your antenna breaks, your satellite goes out, and that's all you can get, you might want to watch it. But
if you can't take a nap, you can fall asleep to that.
You watch golf or Vandy and Georgia, either one of them will put you to sleep. Tomorrow night, the game I'm most interested in at 6:00, the LSU Bayou Bengals come rolling into the Plains to take on our number 5 Auburn Tigers. Like I said, 6:00, game can be seen on ESPN. And Tommy, I'm just going to say it. You know, you've got Auburn. They're a 7, 8, 9-point favorite, where you look at it. When's the last time you remember Auburn being a favorite over LSU? Year after year after year after year, we fall prey to Les Miles and those Tigers. You know, I can remember back in 2008, 2005, 2006. I'm trying to remember the year. Had the game won. LSU on 4th and 11. Rares back, throws a touchdown pass in the end zone. Just ever since then, it's been horrible every time we play those guys, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. John Chavis' defense, they think they've got a strategy for attacking the Gus Malzahn offense, and we'll see if he's got that figured out or if not. And then another stinker tomorrow night. Well, I say stinker. Kentucky's a good football team, but South Carolina, boy, if anybody can shoot a toe off, man, it's been the Gamecocks this year. Steve Spurrier's Gamecocks, you know, they play good. They knock off Georgia. They come back home, and here comes old Missouri coming off a loss to Indiana, and what happens? Pow, right in a kisser. The Pinkles Tigers just take the Gamecocks out, and they're demoralized. They're still a 5-point favorite over Kentucky. That game's at 6:30 tomorrow night on the SEC Network. But I got a feeling that the Mississippi State, Texas A&M, Alabama, Ole Miss, and Auburn and LSU are going to be the 3 most watched games. And the wonderful thing about it, they're back-to-back-to-back. Right, so great. See how it works out.
Great day for the SEC and a great day for the state of Alabama. It's a great night to be a Coleman Bearcat. It's homecoming here at Coleman High School, and the Bearcats have a 28-0 lead over the Athens Golden Tigers. We'll be back. Our halftime show continues. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy, now open on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy offers personal service, natural products, dollar items, and more. The all-new Good Hope Pharmacy on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121.
866-734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Colman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local, home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store. 256-734-8583.
Welcome back to Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Colman High School. It is homecoming 2014 here at Colman High School. And at this time, the freshman homecoming court is being introduced. And Jason, we'll let the folks in on the homecoming festivities as well.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's always nice when you have something like this to recognize the people that are involved. So I'll go down through the representatives and their escorts tonight. For your ninth grade representatives for the Colman High homecoming court, you have Anna Grace Franklin. She is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Robert Franklin. Anna Grace is escorted by Parker Van Dyke, son of Mr. and Miss Chris Van Dyke. And then Tori Lynn, daughter of Aaliyah Charney and Chris Lynn. Tori is escorted by Will Morrison, son of Brooke Morrison and Greg Morrison. For your 10th grade representatives, you have Charity Davis. Charity is the daughter of Jonathan Davis and Daphne McGavin. Charity is escorted tonight by Drew Fillinger, son of Eric and Julie Fillinger. Callie Hollinsworth, daughter of Gary and Sharon Hollinsworth, is the other representative for the 10th grade. And Callie is escorted tonight by Levi Thomas, son of Sean and Cindy Davis. Your 11th grade representative this year, Jesse Cannaday, daughter of Josh and Kathy Cannaday. Jesse is escorted tonight by Tucker Van Dyke, son of Chris and Delaney Van Dyke. Anna Trevarthen. She is the daughter of Brandy Chamley and Mark Trevarthen. Anna is escorted tonight by K.J. Potter. He is the son of Kip and Cheryl Potter. And tonight for the 12th grade representatives, you have Laura Addison. She is the SGA secretary, and she is the daughter of Mark and Kim Addison. Laura is escorted tonight by Peyton Little, son of Deb and Deanna Little. And Presley Dean, daughter of Mike and Rita Dean. Presley is escorted tonight by Ben Huser, the SGA president, son of Brent and Deborah Huser. And you have Riley Masters, daughter of Kim and Ellis Masters. Riley is escorted tonight by Lawson Schaefer, son of Paul and Carrie Schaefer. McKinley Pitsing, daughter of Mike and Karen Pitsing. And McKinley is escorted tonight by Cole Lay, son of Joel and Kim Lay. So they've got the home court. Everybody's out on the field. The band's playing. And soon we'll have the announcement of the homecoming queen. Band playing in the background. We'll let you enjoy the sound of the band here for a moment. While they're making their decision or getting ready to make their announcement, we'll go over. I mentioned this earlier tonight about the conference, the region play you have here, 6A Region 8 football standings. We'll go down them from top to bottom. You have number 7 Florence. They're 2-0 in the region, 3-2 on the season. and you've got number 8 Decatur, 4-0 in the region, 6-1 on the season. They're both sitting right there, undefeated in the region. Look for Decatur to maybe hop Florence if they're able to pick up another win tonight in region play. Then you've got Coleman, 1-1 in the region, looking to move to 2-1 with a commanding 28-0 lead here at the half. And 3-2 on the season. Then you've got Hartsell, which Coleman goes to Hartsell next weekend, or next Friday night to take on the Tigers. The Tigers 1-1 in the region, 4-1 overall. Then you have Athens, 1-2 in the regions, and then they're 2-4 on the season so far. Then to round it out, you've got Muscle Shoals at 1-2 in region play, 3-2 on the season. You've got Austin, they're 0-4 in region play, 1-6 on the season. And, you know, Athens, I mentioned, they're 1-2, and they're at Coleman tonight, region play. Then next week, they go back home. They take on Florence. Like I said, Florence, they're number 7 team in the state in 6A. They're 3-2 on the season, 2-0 in region play. If Athens drops this one or the one next weekend, they're pretty much guaranteed not to make the playoffs this year. And then the following weekend, they travel to Austin to take on the Black Bears. That's the final region game. Then they go to Deschler to finish out the season. That game is on Halloween night, so maybe they can spook Deschler and get a win there. And Coleman, their schedule's not much easier. They're going to at Hartsell next week. That game is playing in Hartsell, and it's always hard to beat Hartsell at Hartsell. It's hard to beat Hartsell anywhere. And you've got Decatur the following week. That game will be that game will be here. And if I'm not mistaken, Tommy, you and I will be bringing the live action once again in 2 weeks, Decatur and Coleman here at Oliver Woodard Stadium. Tune in for that one, too. Then they go to Muscle Shoals, and then they finish out at home against Russellville. And if I had to look at something to say, you got a brutal four-game stretch, Hartsell, Decatur, Muscle Shoals, and Russellville, man, I wouldn't want to be this coaching staff getting these guys ready over the next month of football play to take on those opponents.
A brutal gauntlet of a schedule, and it can do two things. It can get you prepared for the playoffs, for one, but then two, it may can get you beat up a little bit because those are some pretty good football teams, and even though Russellville is not a region game like it has been in years past, the Golden Tigers of Russellville are always going to play you tough regardless of what classification they're in. So we're at halftime, just about set to begin the third quarter. Bearcats with a 28-0 lead over the Athens Golden Eagles. We'll be back with the third quarter after this. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School, Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. Homecoming 2014 for the Bearcats, and Jason, the homecoming queen for 2014 is?
Drum roll, please. The homecoming queen is McKinley Pitson. She is the daughter of Mike and Karen Pitson. And congratulations to a wonderful young lady there and becoming the homecoming queen. I know both of her parents. Good family there. They're some nice people. And McKinley, well-deserving of becoming the homecoming queen tonight. Your 2014 homecoming queen. As we get back to get ready to start some football, we got about 2-3 minutes before we kick off here, and Coleman's going to have to kick the ball off to start the second half to the Athens Golden Eagles. But the way the defense is playing, they'll have it no time before Coleman gets the ball back and tries to put a few more points on this board. You know, I remember read in the paper a couple times this week, and I like to skim across and just see what the coaches have to say about the upcoming week. And I remember Coach Britton was talking about you can't coast into a game thinking that it's going to be over by halftime with this brutal region that they're in. You know, no game is going to be set up to where you're sitting at halftime up by 3 or 4 scores and you can coast the second half. Well, he said that this week, and what happens on Friday night? Hey, they're up 4 scores at the half. But don't look for Mark Britton to let this team coach. He's going to coach them as hard as he did in his 12 minutes to go in the first quarter. He's going to stay after them, and they're going to keep continuing to put points on the board, if I have to guess. Ross Crocker, Seth Donaldson, and just throwing the football all around. I look to see Mason Goodwin get in the action tonight. He hasn't been targeted yet, but a very talented young receiver. Looks to see the ball. You got Dawson Drake, caught a touchdown pass earlier. I look to see his name called a little bit more. And with the running right now, Will Crenshaw, he's just powering the football around in there. And they're not going to change their game plan, I do not believe. They've got this defense, unless they gave them some kind of five-hour energy or something at the half. You know they've got to be gassed. They've been on the field all night. I think they ran a total of about 10 or 11 offensive plays. The rest of the time, the defense is on the field, and you can't have such a lopsided time of possession and expect fresh legs to come out and be able to perform at the rate this Athens defense is going to do, or going to have to keep Coleman out of the end zone.
So we'll see what the second half entails. Like you mentioned, though, it's been all Bearcat offense, and the Bearcat defense has played pretty well, too. In the first half. The sound you hear behind us is coming from the Coleman Middle School Marching Band. They're performing down on the track with the fans in the field as the players are getting set to take the field for the third quarter. We're glad you're with us here on Live 95. If you're new to Live 95 Coleman, we're glad you're here. We have a variety of music that's probably not been heard around Coleman for a while. We invite you to check us out, not just for Friday Night Live, but check us out for the great music we have throughout the day and the evening, as well as even more sports. On Tuesday and Thursday afternoons, we have a program called Sports Talk Live. Ronnie Barnes and Jason Spiegel will talk sports on the high school level, the college level, and professional level. That's each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon. Sports Talk Live here on Coleman's Live 95.
They have some pretty good guests from time to time. I remember about 7 or 8 weeks ago, they had a tandem on there that just blew everybody away. It was Tommy Warhurst and Jason Carini.
Yeah, they had a couple of guys who were going to be introducing high school football around the county, and we haven't been back since, though.
Yeah, no kidding. We stole their limelight. They got mad at us. They won't even return my phone call. What do you mean? No, we're just kidding. Those guys do a great job. So it's a fun way to spend a Thursday and a Tuesday afternoon if you've got a little time. Turn it on, listen to them. They got some great insight, like you said, about college, NFL, whatever you want to talk about, buddy, they'll talk about it.
Well, it's not just them talking to you. It's them talking with you, because you can be a part of the show by calling in each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon. That's Sports Talk Live with Ronnie Barnes and Jason Spiegel right here on Coleman's Live 95. Second half set to get underway. Matthew Bell will put it in the air for the Bearcats. The Bearcats with a 28-0 lead over the Athens Golden Eagles as we are set to begin the third quarter of play. Bell kicks a high kick, kind of short though. It's going to hit at the 20. It's bobbled again by Athens, but they finally pick this one up at the 22 and run back to the 23-yard line. All he's going to get, that's Thomas Carter on the return for Athens, and almost deja vu.
Yeah, he dropped that ball, and I was about to just... I was stunned, Tommy. I was like, are you kidding me? You put the ball on the ground again, you got black jerseys flying in like they're Apache helicopters, and you're fumbling around with a football out there. You're going to get back in this game, You got to stop making costly mistakes, these penalties that have killed Athens as well, and put together a quality drive. You're going to have to keep the Coleman defense on the field a little while, but making plays like that, it's just not going to happen.
On first and 10, Athens now from their own 20-yard line. They give it to Malone, and Malone gets out to maybe the 22-yard line before he's cut down. Looked like Sam Calagaris in on the stop for the Bearcats along with Ethan McMinn.
Yeah, Bronte Harris, Sam Calagaris, and Ethan McMinn all in on that play. I got an idea. I could send a text message over to the Athens sideline right now. Don't run right because number two is having none of it. If you come to his side, he's going to tackle you. Bronte Harris playing exceptionally well over at that defensive back position along with Calagaris and McMinn.
Second down and 9 for Athens now. Backus from the shotgun sends a receiver in motion to the near side as they work left, right. Gives it to Malone. Malone's got a hole, 30, 35, and finally knocked down about the 35-yard line. Good stop that made that time by Justin Patterson. It looked like a big hole opening up for Malone.
Yeah, Malone took the ball. He went right up the middle of the field. Once again, he didn't run right, so you know he's able to pick up some yards. He picks up enough for a first down. Athens moving in the right direction now. They started out this second half. They're moving from left to right, going towards the south end zone with the Bearcats, scribbled across it towards the big scoreboard, and finally making a good, decent drive here as they start off first and 10 on their own 34-yard line.
Hand off again to Tarek Malone. Malone's got a hole, 40. Dances outside, 45. Across midfield, 50. Into Bearcat territory and down to the 40-yard line is Tarek Malone, and they'll have a flag on the far side of the field as well.
Yeah, I believe Zach Glenn got a little bit of a late hit on that far side over there. So he goes out of bounds at the 39. They're going to tack on 15, so he'll have the ball around the 24-yard line, 25-yard line, 26-yard line. My math is terrible when it comes to subtracting and adding all these numbers, you know, for how long a run it was.
Should be roughly near the 24-yard line. If they mark off 15 yards from the 39-yard line, that's exactly what they're going to do. And for the first time tonight, Jason, Athens is inside Bearcat territory, and they're inside Bearcat territory deep now thanks to the penalty.
Yeah, Malone, with an exceptional run that time, breaks into Bearcat territory, but that penalty puts them deep down here just at about the 24, 25-yard line. And
Backus from the shotgun now is going to hand it off on Terrence Watkins, trying to turn the near corner. And Watkins is going to be wrapped up close to the backfield. That's Connor Moon and also Justin Patterson in on the stop for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Connor Moon that time made a great play. Just drug him down from behind. Connor Moon's a senior. He's 6'2", 210 pounds. He's the son of Carolyn Winfield Moon. Been knowing that family for a long time. He's a great young man. His brother actually just made the football team at Alabama. So he walked on down there and was able to tough it out, stick it out. He made the football team there for the University of Alabama. It looks like Connor will probably follow in his footsteps. They're both great football players.
Second down and 7 for Athens now. Spinning handoff given to Malone. Malone gets down to near the 20. He might have picked up about a yard just straight ahead running that time for Athens.
Yeah, Blake Purifoy, number 34 for Coleman. He's a senior. He's 5'11", 265, I tell you. And he looks every bit of it. He looks like a door frame out there. And he leveled Tarek Malone that time when he came across running behind the tackle. And he wasn't having anything of it. And sets up a third down and 5 on the 20-yard line for Athens.
From the shotgun, Backus now hands it off to Malone again. He tries to get the line of scrimmage. The Bearcats have got him wrapped up, and they push him back to the 25-yard line. Good charge that time coming from the Bearcats.
That's Purifoy once again. He comes from that defensive tackle position, wraps up Tarek Malone in the backfield, and drops him there about the 21-yard line. So they mark him forward progress right at the line of scrimmage. But, yeah, the Blake Purifoy just hammered him. And like I said, folks, he's 5'11", 265. And he brings the mail when he puts a hit on the buddy.
So it's fourth down and 7 for Athens now. They're going to go for it from the Bearcat 21-yard line. Backus will operate from the shotgun with two receivers split to either side. Tries to throw a slant in there to Watkins, and Watkins can't bring it in. The Bearcats hold, and they'll take over. First and 10 from their own 21-yard line with 8:43 left in the third quarter and a 28-0 lead over Athens.
Terrence Watkins had that ball and was able to pull it in, but as he was going down, it fell down and his foot kicked it up. And Garrett Cornelius, he was the closest guy around. If he had been a step closer, picked that ball right out of the air, that would have been a great, it was one of those the belly to foot to in the air interceptions. That's beyond tip drill right there, folks. You're listening at home.
It's first and 10 Bearcats now from their own 21-yard line. 28-0 lead over Athens with 8:43 left in the third quarter. Crocker from the shotgun. Fakes it to Crenshaw to watch the throw. Rolls to the right side. Fires complete to Dawson Drake at about the 21. Drake gets up to about the 24-yard line before he scampers out of bounds.
He had Owen... That was Seth Donaldson. He had streaking the sideline there. He had Owen Lovell running under the hash marks. And Drake was able just to get out of the backfield there and pick up. It's almost like a wide receiver screen beside the two streaking receivers that were going down the field trying to draw those defenders back to open up some space. Defensive end and the outside linebacker on this side of the field for Athens was able to get out there and sniff that play out.
On second down and 7 now, the Bearcats hand it off to Crenshaw. Crenshaw's dragging Golden Eagles with him across the 25 all the way out to the 30-yard line. Good hard running from the senior, Will Crenshaw.
Yeah, he came off tackle that time, and Josh McKinney, number 82 for the Athens Golden Eagles, he hitched a ride with Mr. Crenshaw there, and he drug him forward for about 5 or 6 yards, sets up third down and short just outside the 30-yard line here for the Coleman Bearcats with 8:06 to go in the third.
Crocker now from the shotgun. Two backs in the backfield are Dawson and Crenshaw. And the handoff goes to 6. And he gets out to right about the 34-yard line. That'll be good enough for a Bearcat first down.
Yeah, Michael Aldehangley, he checks in sometimes for Will Crenshaw. Able to get around left end towards the near sideline, the home sideline. Picks up a first down. He's out to the 34-yard line. First down and 10, Bearcats up 21-0, 7:43 to go here before the fourth quarter.
First and 10, Bearcats from the 34. It's out to Haley again to the line of scrimmage, and he's stopped there. Not much doing that time. A couple of Athens Golden Eagles are wrapping him up right about the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I believe that was number 12, Presnell Harrison. He just got him right at the line of scrimmage. And play fails to gain as Alda Haley carries the football. So this time you got Drake Dawson and Will Crenshaw checks back in to the backfield. I believe that's Mason Goodwin stacked over here to the near side. Seth Donaldson on the far side along with Owen Lovell.
From the shotgun, Crocker now from their own 34-yard line. Wants to throw, fires a screen to Goodwin on the near sideline. Goodwin's across the 40 and dragging Athens Golden Eagles with him all the way out to midfield. Good enough for another Bearcat first down.
Perfect play that time by Mason Goodwin. He fakes the defender off, gives the appearance that he's going to run down the sideline, puts a foot in the ground, turns around, catches the football, follows the Blake of Drake Dawson up the hole, drags him out to about the 50-yard line. Like I said, you're going to start hearing Goodwin's name a little bit more. I'm sure he'll be targeted more as the game progresses. Picks up a first down, sets up Coleman first and 10 from the 50-yard line. He's got two receivers set to the far side, two to the near side. Crenshaw, the lone back behind Crocker in the backfield.
Crocker takes a snap, hands off to Crenshaw. Crenshaw dodges one Athens tackler but can't dodge the other two right about midfield. He is able to fall across to the Athens side of midfield just between the 50 and the 49-yard line.
Number 33, Will Crenshaw, he avoided disaster there as there was a defender that got about 5 yards deep into the backfield. He cut, planted, and next thing you know, he's falling forward at least for – not a loss there to set up second down and 10. Once again, you got Seth Donaldson, Owen Lovell to the far side, Drake Dawson to the near side, Will Crenshaw in the backfield. This time they pull a tight end. I can't make out his number, but Ross Crocker in the backfield with Will Crenshaw takes the ball, hands it off from Crenshaw around the left end. He scrambles forward. He's up to about the 42, 43-yard line as he falls forward for positive yards there. Going to set up a third down and manageable as Crenshaw is able to pick up 7 yards on that play around left end that time.
Good 7 yards for the Bearcats. It'll be third down and 3 now as the football rests on the Golden Eagle 43-yard line. Clock running now, 5:20 left in the third quarter. It's Bearcats 28 and the Golden Eagles nothing in this 6A Region 8 contest homecoming 2014. Here at Coleman, Bearcats working right to left. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Drake goes in motion to the far side, takes a handoff. He gets across a 40, still fighting, running all the way down to the 36-yard line is Dawson Drake. That's going to be good enough for another Bearcat first down.
I've been making that mistake all night. I'd like to thank one of my good friends, Ashley Green. help correct me right there. What would our world be without cell phones, smartphones, Facebook Messenger, and text messages? Thanks, Ashley, for pointing that out. I will definitely make that correction to my roster. For some reason or other, I've got it turned around backwards.
Oh, you've been calling Drake Dawson. I haven't even noticed that. I just did it myself.
I'm glad Ashley was able to catch that for me. Thank you, girl. Appreciate that. Tell Allen I said hello.
First and 10 for the Bearcats. From the Athens 38-yard line, Crocker wants to throw. He's in trouble, has to scramble now, runs to the far sideline, throws. Incomplete, intended out there for Owen Lovell, but we've got a flag back in the backfield. I'm afraid they may get Justin Butts for holding as he was trying to keep the defenders off of Crocker, and that's exactly the case, holding the call against the Bearcats.
Justin's just protecting his quarterback, but he got a little too much jersey and turned him right there. The defensive end, he had a little bit of a run at him, and Justin just turned him just enough, then pancake blocked him to the ground, but not before he got a little bit of a hold. But all for naught. One thing I want to point out here, Tommy, it's 4:23 to go in the third. Watch this play clock. Every time that they get the ball, they're in no hurry to snap the football. Coach Britton has got a 4-touchdown lead, and he wants to run as much clock off as he can. Let's just get out of here with a 28-point win if we have to. He's in no hurry to run more plays. He's slowed the tempo down a lot here in the second half.
First and long for the Bearcats now. Hand off to Crenshaw, and he runs forward to about the 50-yard line. Play gains about 6 yards, but they're still going to be about 21 yards short of a first down.
Yeah, it's going to be second down and 24, the 49-yard line. Once again, like I said, that clock, it just keeps running, and no hurry to snap the football. You got Mason Goodwin stacked this side. And Dawson Drake, Dawson Drake, number 12, he's lined up in the middle of that three-receiver set on this side. Looks like Owen Lovell. Then you got Seth Donaldson on the far side. Will Crenshaw on the backfield with Ross Crocker. He takes a snap, brings the ball across to Drake Dawson. Dawson Drake, I did it again. I've been corrected, and I still did it. Trying to set up a wide receiver screen, but defender that time, number 9 from Athens, that was Chris Langford. He come up, sniffed that play out, and able to stop it. They did mark it third down. I thought for some reason they may have blown the play dead as all the referees are congregating right at midfield, right in the center of the CHS logo. Let's see what they're talking about. I guess they're just trying to make sure everybody's on the same page and it's third down.
It was a great catch that time by Dawson Drake. The pass from Crocker was low, but Drake was able to haul him in. They picked up a couple of yards, and it's still third down and long. Third down and 24 for the Bearcats now. Three receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Crocker in the shotgun as the Bearcats work from right to left from midfield. Quarterback draw, 45, 40. Still running down to the 36-yard line is Ross Crocker.
Yeah, Ross Crocker. I couldn't tell that time. I don't believe there was any coverage breakdown that time. That was a designed quarterback run all the way. Ross Crocker steps back like he's going to pass, tucks the football, runs straight up the middle of the field. He's able to get back to the original line of scrimmage. It's fourth down and 10, fourth and 11, they say, on the scoreboard. And it looks as if they're going to punt the football for first time, right?
First time tonight the Bearcats have punted. Dalton Yerby comes in to kick it away. He'll put a boot on it at the 45-yard line. Just a high, wobbly, angled kick, aiming for the sideline, and he gets it. What a good punt. It's going to roll out of bounds right about the 12-yard line. So good punt that time from Dalton Yerby, the junior.
I watched Dalton Yerby in warmups kicking the football out here on the field practicing, and I'll be honest with you, he doesn't kick the ball far, but, man, he kicks it so high I thought it was going to burn up on reentry. A couple of those that he booted out there while he was warming up, and that one was a perfect example of getting that high – bouncing kick. It bounced about the 22, 23-yard line and able to stroll out of bounds right about the 13-yard line. J.O. Johnson, 26, West Point 2 with 7:50 remaining in the third. That's unbelievable. I never would have thought that in a million years. Holly Pond, 27, Winston County, 22. Let's see if Mike Bates can get his first win for the Holly Pond Broncos there as they try to get off of a long, long losing streak at Holly Pond.
On first and 10, Athens is going to fire deep, way downfield. Good triple coverage that time for the Bearcats. The pass falls incomplete right about the 42-yard line.
Yeah, Harper Ward, he had a step on the defender, but the ball floated just a little bit. John Backus was not able to deliver the ball on time. He had to hang around and wait on it for just a little bit there, and Sam Calagaris was able to come back there and knock that ball away, and he was able to live to play again. I'm sorry, not Sam Calagaris. Number three, Ethan McMahon. My bad.
So it's second down and 10 for Athens now. From their own 14-yard line, they hand it off to Malone. Malone's got a hole across the 15, out to the 17, almost out to the 18-yard line. Yep. Good running from Tarik Malone.
Tarik Malone met in the hole there by a host of Coleman Bearcats. You had number 26, Connor Moon. You had Chase Slocum coming up from the free safety position to help clean that up there, along with number 42, and that is Garrett Cornelius. A group tackle that time for Coleman. Great execution there. It's going to set up third down in about five on the 18-yard line as time ticks away here with 156, 155 to go in the third.
One more score from Round the County, Oakland 34, Vinemont 6 in the third quarter. On third down and five, it's Tarik Malone again, and he gets out to maybe the 20-yard line, only about a yard gain that time. Good defensive play for the Bearcats. That'll bring up fourth down and five for Athens.
There's that number 34, Blake Purifoy, playing that defensive tackle position. He was having none of the run that time. Like I said before, he puts all 265 pounds in his tackling out there on the field. He's been a very effective player this evening, stopping the run and causing a lot of disruption in that backfield when John Backus has to take a step back and try to throw the football. Number 19 back to receive. That's Caden Wynn. Been very effective tonight fielding punts, getting some positive yardage after he fields them. See what he does with this one as it comes.
Kick. Wynn's not going to have a chance to return this one. It hits at the 40. It bounces up to right at midfield and then takes a bounce into Athens territory at the 49-yard line. So the Bearcats will have it first and 10 from the Athens 49-yard line. We've got 56 seconds left in the third quarter. The Bearcats lead at 28-0. You were just talking about Mike Bates, and no sooner did you get it out of your mouth, they just went down by 1 point. Winston County up by one, 28-27 over Holly Pond with 6:10 left in the third.
It's like I said before, in NASCAR, cautions breed cautions, and tonight I make a comment about a young man out here on the field. What do you know? He makes a play. Now I bring up Mike Bates and, you know, his coaching tenure here at Coleman. He's a great coach, great guy. He went down there to St. Paul's in Mobile, won a state championship with A.J. McCarron at the helm. Just not able to get it going in his direction right yet at Holly Pond, but rest assured, he will. He will do that.
Dawson Drake takes the pitch from Crocker, turns the far corner, and gets down to near the 44-yard line. A good 5-yard gain that time for Drake and the Bearcats. It'll sec up. Actually, they're only going to give him. Yeah, now they give him five. They were going to give him four. Then they moved it forward a yard. It'll be second down and five Bearcats from the Athens 44-yard line.
Yeah, Drake took that ball around the other side, far across the field. There runs it out of bounds. He's got second down, and they still say six on the scoreboard. We're all discombobulated tonight here.
Handoff this time to Seth Donaldson, coming from his receiver position around the near corner. And he is really hammered on the near sideline. That's your guy, Shrimpster, that hit him here about the 45-yard line. Really put a lick on Seth Donaldson.
Yeah, Paxton Shrimpster comes up and delivers a load from that safety position there. They had moved him up earlier tonight to play a middle linebacker, but it looks like he slipped back into that safety position. I don't know that he's kind of wobbling around out there. Old Seth Donaldson, he lowered his head and put a smack down on number 15.
It almost looked like they hit helmet to helmet, but Donaldson standing there, hands on his hips, and he appears to be okay. They're going to let the third quarter come to a close. So after three quarters of play, it's been all Bearcats. Bearcats 28, Golden Eagles nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Got transmission troubles?
157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local, home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store. 256-734-8583.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School, Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti, Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95 Homecoming 2014 for the Coleman Bearcats, and they have a 28-0 lead over the Golden Eagles from Athens as we're set to begin the fourth quarter. It's third down and 5 for the Bearcats. They have three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. They send Donaldson in motion to the near side. They want to throw a little screen pass to Alda Haley, and it's complete, and he runs down to near the 41-yard line, so that'll gain 3 yards.
Yeah. Paxton Weigart that time. Oh, I'm sorry, that was number 82. My bad. Josh McKinney. Josh McKinney has sniffed that play out a couple times, the little wide receiver screen. He's been very effective at coming up and cutting that play off. I believe that's the third tackle he's made on that particular play. Excellent play by McKinney back there for the Golden Eagles.
So on fourth down, Dalton Yerby comes on to punt it away, and another great punt coming from Dalton Yerby. This one's going to be down at the 8-yard line. So good field position change there for the Bearcats.
You know, Terrence Wilkins has been on the receiving end of three punts tonight so far. Yeah, that was the third punt. He's also the one that fumbled that second kickoff down here. But I'm an old man. I'm 40 years old, but I can still remember coaches telling us in practice, if you're inside the 10-yard line, you field that football. He's standing there on the 5-yard line, lets that ball bounce. You can't make a mistake like that. You've got to come up, field that football, and not be scared to take a hit if it's going to happen. If not, call a fair catch. But make that catch when you're inside the 10-yard line.
First and 10 Athens now. Backus from the shotgun wants to throw. He's in trouble. Flushed out of the pocket. Now fires it out. Complete at the 12-yard line. Dancing away from Bearcats and getting up to the 13-yard line. Pitch and catch good for about 4 yards. That time for Athens.
Yeah, Harrison Presnell again over on the far side. Only problem with that, made a little bit of a mistake there. He's 6 foot, 165 pounds. He caught the football, and he went backwards 2 yards trying to scramble around. It's just like I said earlier with Trey Potts, number one. He's 6 foot six, 221 pounds, and he's trying to play finesse football. You're that big, you just lay your head down, lower the lumber on somebody, and try to pick up positive yards.
On second down and 6, Backus fires way downfield, complete at midfield and running all the way down to the 40. Still on his feet, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. He's going to score a touchdown. That is Terrence Watkins.
That's an 88-yard touchdown pass from Backus to Watkins, number 19 that time. Talked about him making a mistake down here. What does he do? He burns one for 88 yards down the sideline with 10:29 to go in the third.
That's your cautions breed cautions.
There you go. I mean, well, I'm going to stop talking about people, especially if they're on the other team. They're going to score touchdowns and make tackles. Can't be having that.
We had good coverage from the Bearcats on the near sideline, but Watkins is a big fella, 6'1", and he just leaped up and took it out of the air and then broke a couple of tackles and scampered into the end zone. So now Athens is on the board with 10:29 left to go in the ballgame.
Looks like they're going to – can't tell if they're going to line up and try to go for this or what they're going to do, try a two-point conversion, if they're going to kick the extra point.
Well, there's a penalty on the play. The touchdown is good, and then after the play, there's a personal foul called against the Bearcats. So they'll move the football from the 3-yard line down to about the 1.5. So Athens may kick it, or they may just go for 2, and they are going to, looks like they're going to line up and kick the extra point now.
Yeah, they'll enforce that that penalty on the kickoff, so has no bearing on this extra point. Number 17 is the gentleman I was referring to that was kicking extra points. You can see why I was talking about it.
Yep,
that puts that one almost to the concession stand as it's up and it's good. Number 17, that's Harper Ward.
So with 10:29 left to go in the ball game, Athens gets on the board. It's a 28-7 lead for the Bearcats here at Homecoming 2014. Special thank you to the folks who make Friday Night Live possible. They are 157 Hardware,
Joe Coretti Auto Service, Specialty Pharmacy, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, AK Rentals, Fuller Optical, Scissors Salon, Odin's Auto Glass, Morton Buildings, the all-new Good Hope Pharmacy, Cyber Broadband, and Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency. Go by and see these folks and tell them thank you for bringing you Friday Night Live each and every Friday night here on Coleman's Live 95. We are WRJMLP Coleman.
I'm Jason Coretti, and I'm sitting next to Tommy Warhurst. Figure we just go ahead and identify everybody while we're at it. Fine crowd we got here tonight. The stadium almost full, it looks like. At least on this side, the far side, it's filled up quite nicely, but you can always expect more people. But that's like I said, that's a 50-something mile drive down for Athens. A lot of times on Friday night, Grandma and Grandpa, they don't want to come all that way to watch the grandsons and granddaughters play football and do the cheerleading. That's why they need, if they want to check out the radio broadcast, they can go to our website, live95coleman.com, and listen later if they want to. Check out the action if they're not streaming on the TuneIn Radio app or streaming right now on the website as well.
Tonight's game will be available on demand, as is all the ball games on Friday Night Live. Just go to www.live95coleman.com. Click on On Demand and then select the game you'd like to listen to. And you can listen to the broadcast anytime on Live95Coleman.com. Some more scores from around the county with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. J.O. Johnson, 34, West Point, 2. At the end of the third quarter, Addison, 14, and Cold Springs, 7.
Harper Ward took the kickoff that time, and since there was that 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty, he actually kicked off from Coleman's 45-yard line and almost put it through the uprights as he sets up Coleman first and 10 on their own 20-yard line here with 10:29 to go in the third quarter. Up 28-7 on the Athens Golden Eagles.
The Bearcats have two receivers split to either side, and Crenshaw the lone back beside Crocker. Crocker fires incomplete, trying to run a screen to Mason Goodwin on the far side of the field as the Bearcats are working left to right. Falls incomplete. It'll bring up second down for the Bearcats.
Yeah, that right there was nothing more than good defensive play from the defensive end on the far side, or actually the outside linebacker, number 31, Jalen Davis. He got a hand up and actually deflected that football is what caused it to come up just a little bit short for Goodwin, as he had good blocking that time over there by number 12, Dawson Drake.
Second down and 10 for the Bearcats now. Handoff goes to Alja Haley, and he gets around the line of scrimmage, picks up about 4 yards at to the 24-yard line.
At number six, Michael Aldehaley, he's 5'5", 155-pound senior. Not a very big guy, but, man, I'd hate to have to catch him. I'd rather catch a squirrel or a chicken out in the pasture or something than try to have to catch him. And when he kicks the ball, all you can see is his little feet just up and down, and he's looking to move down the field, buddy.
It kind of reminds me of the squirrel we saw from Cold Springs last week.
The squirrel. Maybe we need to call him the squirrel. He might not like that thing.
Third down and 7 for the Bearcats now. On the draw, not much doing that time as they stuff it back in the backfield. So nothing happening on third down that time for the Bearcats, and it'll bring up fourth down and 9. And we'll see Dalton Yerby back in to punt it away for the Bearcats.
Number 13, Valdelian Collier that time. He plays middle linebacker, senior, 6'1", 210 pounds. He came up and met him in the hole that time. Sets up a fourth down and 9. Coleman looking to punt here. It's number 19, Terrence Wilkins, is back to receive the punt.
Dalton Yerby kicks a knuckleball. It hits right about midfield and bounces down to the 45-yard line. So that's where Athens will put it in play. First and 10 from their own 45. 9:07 left to play in the ball game. The Bearcats with a 21-point lead. It's 28-7 Bearcats.
You know, we talked about earlier, and I mentioned this briefly, about how I didn't feel like Coach Britton would let this team coast here in the second half after building a 28-0 lead. Let's hope that's not the case, that they're not the Bearcats that don't feel comfortable enough with a 28-point lead to take their foot off the gas right now. I have a good feeling that Wilkins touchdown that we saw a while ago was just a matter of a good catch, got behind a defender, and he almost stepped out of bounds a couple times over here, broke two tackles, but excellent play by number 19 Wilkins. We'll see what he's got in store for us here in the rest of the fourth quarter.
On first and 10 for Athens, Backus wants to throw and just throws this one away. He had pressure coming from the Bearcats. That's 7, Justin Peterson, who was on him in the backfield, and he just throws it away, incomplete.
Yeah, Patterson, 6'2", 215-pound junior, put a little pressure on Backus that time, forced him to have to throw the ball away. You know, you look there, you got 6'1", 215 as a junior. He's only looking to get a little bit bigger and a little bit better next year. Patterson, already a great defensive end for this team. I look for him to be a star next year as well.
It's second down and 10 for Athens now from their own 45-yard line. A little bit of confusion as they break the huddle. They'll send two receivers to the far side, one to the near side as they work right to left here in the fourth quarter. Backus from the shotgun, fakes it to Malone, now fires a screen pass to Malone. He breaks away from one Bearcat tackler. It's in the open field at the 50 to the 45 and dancing down to the 40, now reversing backfield and coming backwards to the 45-yard line. He could have fallen down to the 40 and had the 5-3 yards, but he spun around and ran backwards to the 45, and that's where he's hammered by number 50, Hunter Brannon, for the Bearcats and knocked him down to the turf.
Yeah, Tommy, I'm not sure what he was thinking that time. He could have, like you said, leaned forward. Now he had the first down. He turned around and ran back behind the chains. It's going to set up third and one now. He turned around and ran backwards 4 yards. I just don't get it. I mean, I really don't. When, you know, this isn't the NFL. You're not playing on Saturday yet. You don't have to make a highlight reel every single time. The most important thing you want to do is move those chains and keep the ball in your possession. And Athens has done a horrid job tonight of doing that.
Third down and short. Backus wants to throw. He fires incomplete right in and out of the hands of his receiver on the far side of the field. Looks like Terrence Watkins just let it do what you can't do, Jason. As a receiver, we're always taught, you catch the ball with your hands. You catch it with your hands. If you let it get to your body, it'll bounce out. And that's exactly what happened to Terrence Watkins on that play.
Yeah, other tacklers bounce off those pads just like a football will. Don't let it get in there. Now it's fourth down, about a foot. Like I said, you had a first down on your second down run, and now you're sitting here fourth down. You don't make this. Coleman's got the ball back at midfield again.
On fourth down, they hand it off to Malone, and he's stacked up at the line of scrimmage. He's not going to get the first down. The Bearcats have held him.
Number 50 for Coleman that time. He's coming up out of the pile. That's Hunter Brannon. He's coming up with the football like he may have fumbled it, but it looks to me like
the Bearcats,
okay, they came up with a football. So,
well, it was fourth down and short, so the Bearcats were going to get the ball anyway.
Yeah.
But you're right, Hunter Brannon came up with it. And, buddy, let me tell you, Tariq Malone was really slow to get up off of the turf after that stick there. I'm telling you, folks, he was stacked up at the line of scrimmage. Good defensive play that time from the Bearcats. So with 7:57 left to play in the ball game, the Bearcats with a 28-7 lead over Athens, and the Bearcats have the football, first and 10 on their own 45-yard line. Two receivers split to either side, one back in the backfield beside Crocker. That back is Crenshaw. He takes a handoff, turns a near corner, tries to stay in bounds, but I think Athens is able to push him out of bounds right about the 47-yard line, but no, the official's going to say keep the clock rolling as Crenshaw goes out at the 47.
Crenshaw just tried to stretch that play out to the near side of the field, coming towards the home side stands here in Oliver Woodard Stadium. He ran about 15 yards across the field, but able to pick up two, sets down second down and 8 on the 47-yard line as the clock keeps ticking away with 7:24 to go in the fourth. They keep letting it run. J.O. Johnson, now we got a score update, 40, West Point 2 at the end of the third.
As explosive as the West Point Warrior offense is, that's a shocker. Second down and 8 now for the Bearcats. It's Crenshaw with a hole, and he's making it his own down to the 44-yard line. He was hit about the 50 and just kept his legs turning and rambled all the way down to the 43-yard line. Good enough for a Bearcat first down.
Yeah, Will Crenshaw, number 33 that time, he takes that football off right tackle, able to cut back across the field in front of the middle linebackers, lean forward, do what you're supposed to do when you got a first down, fight for that extra yards. He picks up first down yardage there, so it's first and 10 on the 43-yard line as Coleman operates out of a bunch set on this side with three receivers to the near side, and Crenshaw the lone back in the backfield as he goes off tackle, maybe picks up 1 yard as he falls forward there.
He kind of slipped. He was running behind Tyler Nutley and Justin Butts, and he kind of slipped as he got right to the line of scrimmage, but he is able to pick up 1 yard. So it'll be second down and 9 for the Bearcats now. The ball resting on the Athens 42-yard line. 6 minutes, 20 seconds left in the ball game. The Bearcats with a 28-7 lead over Athens.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the turf monster man made that tackle.
Three receivers to the near side for the Bearcats now as they work from left to right. Crocker at quarterback with Crenshaw standing beside him. Actually, that's Alda Haley now. Alda Haley takes the handoff and gets to the 40. Gain of about 3 yards.
Yeah, Alda Haley took that football. He went right up the middle of the field. You wouldn't expect him to be running that power run position right now, at 5'5", 155 pounds. But the thing about it is, he's so small that when he runs, he gets low, and it's almost like the defenders can't see him pop through the line. He's able to pick up 2 or 3 yards there to set up 3rd down and 7 on the 40-yard line. As time ticks away in the fourth, 5:33, 35, 34, 33. As Coleman's starting to really drain this play clock every time, as it's down to 6:54. They're going to have to call timeout because they don't get the playoff in time. Down to 5:25 to go in the fourth.
So clock is stopped with 5:25 left to play in the ball game. It's 28-7 Bearcats over Athens in this 6A Region 8 contest, and a lot of region games going on all around the county tonight, and some region updates with 8 minutes, 22 seconds left in the third quarter. It's Oakman 41, Vinemont 6. We mentioned J.O. Johnson with a 38-point lead over West Point. The Warriors were undefeated coming into tonight on top of their region. A very impressive team, a wide-open offense, but they're down right now 40-2 to J.O. Johnson. Addison is putting it to Cold Springs 22-7. And one other update, Winston County with a 1-point lead over Holly Pond, 28-27, as they begin the fourth quarter of play.
Yeah, I was kind of, I'll be honest with you, I made the comparison that West Point losing right now to J.O. Johnson kind of resembled Oregon losing to Arizona, but I'm going to back up and go even further. This is Michigan losing to Appalachian State at home. Truth. That's how big of an upset this is, folks. West Point had cracked the top 10 in 5A standings, undefeated in their region, undefeated on the season. And J.O. Johnson, they've been laying eggs all over the place. They were 2-4 coming into this game. And I think what we have a case of them just looking forward to Russellville and not preparing properly for this game tonight.
On 3rd down and 6, Crocker tosses it to Seth Donaldson. Donaldson's across the 35 and all the way down to the 32-yard line. Good enough for another Bearcat first down. Good pitch and catch from Ross Crocker to Seth Donaldson. That's a good combination we've seen a lot tonight.
Yeah, you'll see that combination tonight. And if this team makes it into the playoffs, which I have a strong feeling they will, the way they're playing tonight, you're going to hear that the rest of the season. Donaldson, a senior, he wants to finish strong. He finished strong last year. He was actually one of the lone touchdowns, actually one of the two touchdowns that were scored against Athens last year. And he's doing a real good job tonight as Coleman goes into their bunch power formation here on first down, just going to run the football straight ahead. That's Bronte Harris checking in at running back this time as he goes off tackle, picks up a couple of yards. But we haven't seen that much tonight with them coming together and doing, you know, that bunch formation, two tights, fullback lined up behind the quarterback, with running back behind him, you know, just power old school football.
Bronte Harris on the carry, good for a yard. It's 2nd down and 9 Bearcats now from the Athens 30-yard line. Bearcats trying to use as much clock as they can. Hand it off to Bronte Harris again. He's got a hole all the way down to the 20-yard line and another Bearcat first down. What an explosive run that time from Bronte Harris.
Yeah, Bronte Harris just took the handoff there, followed the fullback up into the hole. Once the hole was opened up, checked right off of his hip, picks up first down yardage there, setting him up 1st and 10 at the 20-yard line. As that clock, like I said, folks, listen at home, it's just tick, 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 ticking away. Once again, Harris lined up, dotting the eye behind the fullback, quarterback. You even got a little halfback position set up there. You got two tight ends in the game. You got three backs in the backfield as the pitch from Ross Crocker goes to Bronte Harris, and he takes it all the way down to the 15-yard line. And I'm going to set up 2nd down and about 5. They're in no hurry to run the football. They don't let the play clock start. They'll let it run down. And
under 4 minutes, we've got 3 minutes, 40 seconds left in the ball game. The Bearcats with a 21-point lead. It's 28-7. Bearcats over the Golden Eagles. 6A Region 8 playoff implications and more with it being homecoming 2014 here at Coleman High School. 2nd down and 5 for the Bearcats now. Hand off to Bronte Harris. He squirts down to about the 10-yard line. He's going to be close to another Bearcat first down. A couple of quick runners. One of them is just like you mentioned. It's Alda Haley, and then this Bronte Harris are two quick little squirts for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Bronte Harris, he can play any position on the field. If I'm not mistaken, they had to bring him in and play quarterback earlier in the season when Ross Crocker went down with a bit of an injury. I think in the second half, I can't remember which game it was, I hate to not have that information in front of me. He plays defensive back. He can play tailback. He can play quarterback. I believe he could coach if you just give him a headset.
Inside handoff this time. Hard running. That's Justin Patterson on the carry for the Bearcats, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage and then is pushed forward. We'll see if they give him his forward progress or if they mark him down in the backfield.
They're going to mark him down in the backfield because actually Justin Patterson, what he did that time, he ran up in the hole. The play was stopped, and he just turned around and tried to do a U-turn out of the grasp of the Athens defender and got tackled over here for a little bit of a loss. So it's going to bring up fourth down and four. Clock stops as we got an injured Golden Eagle getting off the field on the other side. That's number 9, Chris Langford, as the coaches help him, as now he's under his own power getting off the sideline.
We've talked a lot about the running backs for the Bearcats tonight. Obviously, Will Crenshaw carrying a lot of the load. Al DeHaley getting some carries. Harris getting some carries. Patterson, Crocker having all the time in the world to throw the football out to Drake and to Donaldson and to Goodwin and Level. But the guys we got to mention are Ben Johnson, Tyler Nunley, Daniel Huddle, Daniel Hunter, Justin Butts, and Jacob Mills. Those guys are the ones who are protecting the quarterback tonight and opening up those holes for the receivers. A great job all around tonight by the Bearcat offense.
Yeah, those guys up front, that's where your offense starts. That's where it lives and it dies. You've got an offensive line that can protect the quarterback when he drops back to pass. You've got an offensive line that can open up big holes for these running backs to skate through and to pick up yardage. You take that away from a football team, it doesn't matter what kind of skill position players you've got. You've got to have the big guys up front doing all the work. And a lot of times they go unnoticed. But, I like to point out, like you said, these guys are doing a great job here tonight. And it really, really, really making a difference for this football team this evening. They're making it look easy, let me say.
Clock has stopped with 2 minutes and 11 seconds left in the ballgame. Bearcats with a 28-7 lead over the Athens Golden Eagles, and it's Friday night. Tomorrow, the last day of the Coleman County Fair, folks. If you want to get out and ride some rides and have some great fair food, you can do that all day tomorrow and tomorrow night at the Coleman County Fair, as we'll wrap it up tomorrow. And if you look for some great music tomorrow night at the fair, you can check out the Country Showdown State Finals. There'll be talented artists from all across the state of Alabama on stage tomorrow night, vying for a recording contract worth $100,000 tomorrow night at the Coleman County Fair. Fourth down and four for the Bearcats. They're going to go for it now from the 14-yard line of Athens. Crocker's in the shotgun. Two receivers to the far side. Harris is to the near side. He sends him in motion to the far side. Wants to throw it to him on a screen, and he's hammered right about the time he catches the football. That's big 19. That's Terrence Watkins on the coverage, and nothing doing there for the Bearcats. They were able to run some time off the clock, but Athens will take over first and 10 on their own 14-yard line.
Bronte Harris came in motion. He was lined up on kind of in the slot position on the near side of the field, streaked in front of Crocker as he snapped the football, and Crocker delivered the football out there to him. Perfect timing. But Terrence Watkins just able to come up and blow Bronte Harris up and turns the ball over on downs. 2:05 to go before the end of the game. I don't know, Tommy. 28-7. I like Coleman's chances.
I like Coleman's chances, and I like that T-shirt cannon down on the track. It almost made it up here in the press box. I'm kind of reaching out the wind to try to catch a T-shirt that almost made it up here.
Backus rolls out, fires a bullet over to number 19, Terrence Watkins, as he's able to get out of bounds about the 25, 26-yard lines. He's going to move the chains that time. It only took 5 seconds off the clock doing so.
Gets Athens a first down up to their 25-yard line. Clock stop. 2 minutes left to go in the ball game. It's a 28-7 Bearcat lead. First and 10 Athens now from their own 25-yard line. They've got three receivers to the far side. Backus is in the shotgun. He'll fake it to his back, roll to his right, fire incomplete. Coverage on the outside that time by 42, Garrett Cornelius, and also Dalton Yerby in on the coverage for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Yerby in there on the back there in pass protection. And number 7, Patterson. He planted the quarterback over there just as he let that ball go. I mean, he just drove it right into the turf, buddy. I don't think I'd want him tackling me, that's for sure. He's a big old boy.
6'2", 215, and only a junior for the Bearcats. Second down and 10 for Athens now. Backus wants to throw again. Fires a pretty ball down the near sideline intended for 19, Terrace Watkins. And Watkins did something, Jason, that I was really surprised to see. Watkins is a big guy. He's 6'1". But as that ball is flying in the air, he took a look and looked to see where the defender was rather than watch the football.
Yeah. Hey, you're talking about that gun. They a while ago, it wasn't making it up even into the stands, and they've turned it up. I think they shot one over the press box. Poof! There it goes again. That one bounced off the press box up here. She turned up the gas pressure on it just a little bit too much. It sounded like a shotgun went off. That thing probably blew the sleeves off that T-shirt.
Third down and 10 for Athens now from their own 25-yard line. They fired out complete to Terrence Watkins. This time he makes a spin move at the 33 and gets out across the 35, picks up a first down and more up to the 37-yard line. Clock stop, 1:39 left in the ball game. Bearcats 28, Athens 7.
Yeah, they're moving the football a little bit, but they decided to do it a little bit late. I think Coleman, they may even have a couple of subs come in here late and get some of the younger guys a little bit of playing time, but Terrence Watkins that time, like you said, he's able to pick up first down yardage. He did a beautiful little spin move there before he got out of bounds. First and 10 with 1:27 to go as they set up three wide receivers to the far side, one back in the backfield.
Backus is going to throw, fires downfield, and this one is going to be intercepted by Ethan McMahon at the 25. Back to the 30, 35. McMahon cuts back across the field, 45, 50, 45, 40. Still running down to the 35. McMahon to the 30. Dancing to the 20. To the 15. McMahon's at the 10. 5. Touchdown. Bearcats.
You got two flags back over here. I don't know what they're going to be on Coleman or Athens. But, wow, Ethan McMahon. I think he needs to get the oxygen bottle out. He's wore out down there at the other end of the field. That was a beautiful run, no matter what happens at the end. Yeah, that was just a great effort by Ethan McMahon to get that ball all the way back down the field.
They may be a couple of holes. And boy, he was dancing and spinning and turning, trying to find. He was pointing out his blockers in different areas. And he may have got a couple of holes or a couple of blocks in the back. What a return that time by Ethan McMahon. He's only a junior, too, 5'9", 160 pounds, playing in the secondary for the Bearcats.
Yeah, he's been all over the field. We've called his name quite a bit tonight. He's been all over the field. And they're going to get Coleman with a block in the back. So. All that running, Mr. McMahon, for nothing. But, hey, it was fun to watch while it lasted, man. I was just hoping, man. Go, man. Go get in the end zone.
It'll be fun for him to watch on the highlight reel. And he can log on to www.live95coleman.com and listen to it back on demand anytime. After about 10 or 15 minutes after the broadcast tonight, we'll have it available on demand. You can listen to it anytime at live95coleman.com. What a great run back.
Yeah, they got 101 to go, and I do believe you're going to see Coleman come out in the victory position as they're just going to kneel down on this thing and get out of here with a 21-point victory tonight, as it looks like Coleman is going to move to onto the season here. They're going to move to 4-2 on the season. That's going to put them squarely right where they need to be. They're going to be 2-1 on the region, and Athens is going to fall to 2-5 on the season. They're going to move to 1-3 in the region. And Tommy, we've talked about it before. It's not your overall record; it's your region record.
Right.
So I'm going to go out on a limb now and say that basically Athens is going to be eliminated from playoff contention at 1-3 in the region already. And did I mention who they play the next three games? Florence, Austin, and Deschler. Wow.
That's a tough road.
Yeah, you got the Florence as a region game, and you got Austin as a region game. So I look forward to Athens, their season being over after they take on Deschler at the end of the season. Coleman, on the other hand, they pick up a win tonight. They're going to be at Hartsel next week, then back home for Decatur. Then we're going to travel up to Muscle Shoals and watch them take on the Muscle Shoals runner-up in 5A last season. Muscle Shoals, a very formidable foe. And back home for Russellville to finish out the season. So, once again, even Coleman, you know, their destiny is in their hands each and every week. They have to treat each one of these next games just like a playoff game, because you lose to one of these guys you got coming up on the schedule, and your chances of making that playoff run again here in 2014, they start to diminish, because you've already dropped one game earlier in the season when Coleman lost to Florence. And then they had that opening hiccup against ARAB where they lost 20-14. You know, only one loss in region play so far. But they're really going to have to treat each game as if it's a life or death situation to make it in the playoffs.
Well, it is as they get deep into region play, traveling to Hartsel next week. Folks, that's the ball game. The Bearcats win it. Homecoming 2014. Your final score, the Coleman Bearcats 28 and the Athens Golden Eagles 7. We'll wrap this one up with our post-game show in a moment. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or, if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, two drive-through windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157 next to the hospital.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist. Located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School, the Coleman Bearcats taking care of business tonight in homecoming 2014 with a 28-7 lead over the 28-7 win over the Golden Eagles from Athens in a 6A Region 8 contest, which sets the Bearcats up now as they begin a tough region run. They're going to, like you said, Jason, they're going to have to perform week in and week out to get to a playoff spot. But this win tonight really helps them as they try to solidify that position.
Yeah, we talked about earlier in the in the broadcast that this was the 50th meeting of these teams tonight. 30-18-1. Well, after tonight, 30-19-1, folks. It looks like the last 3 years, Coleman's had no trouble dispatching Athens when it counts, 28-7. This is how we arrived at that score. Early in the first quarter with 4:49 left on the clock, Will Crenshaw goes on a 2-yard touchdown run. Extra point, Matthew Bell is good. We're 7-0. And later on in the first quarter with 4:24 to go, lightning struck really quick again. And it was a 21-yard touchdown pass from Ross Crocker to Dawson Drake. Extra point once again good. Coleman leads at that point 14-0. And then later on in the first quarter, everything happening in the first quarter, coming off those two botched kickoffs there, he had a 3-yard touchdown run. Will Crenshaw, 3-yard touchdown run. Matthew Bell, once again, he's perfect on the night for extra points. We're at 21-0 there with 2:53 to go in the first. And as time expired right before halftime, Ross Crocker rears back and throws a missile down the field to Owen Lovell. Matthew Bell tacks on an extra point. That's where the scoring stopped for Coleman as time expired. It was 28-0. And then third quarter, 10:29 to go, you go an 88-yard touchdown pass from John Backus to number 19, Terrence Watkins. Extra point by number 19, Ward, was good. And that's your ball game, folks. It's Coleman 28, Athens 7. And like I mentioned before, Coleman's going to move to 4-2 overall. And they're going to be 2-1 in the region, sitting pretty there. They're basically, they hold their playoff projections and whether or not they make it in the playoffs, it's in the palm of their hand. They can do with what they will. It's going to come down to hard play and great. You know, you got these offensive weapons out here. You got Seth Donaldson, Mason Goodwin, Ross Crocker, Owen Lovell, Crenshaw, Dawson Drake. And on the defensive side of the ball, you got Bronte Harris, Justin Patterson, Connor Moon, Sam Calagaris, Will Blaylock, just to name a few. And look forward to these guys being all over the field, playing hard, get these Coleman Bearcats back in the playoffs where they belong so if we can go deep again this year.
So next week, we will travel to West Point as what we feel like is the best game of the week next week. Well, of course, the Bearcats and Hartsfield is a big ball game next week, too. But we're going to go to West Point and bring you the Russellville Golden Tigers and the West Point Warriors next Friday night on Friday Night Live. And then the week following that, we'll be back here at Oliver Woodard Stadium as the Bearcats host the Red Raiders of Decatur. That another big 6A Region 8 contest.
Yeah, it'll be a great game. Can't wait to bring them both to you. We'll see y'all guys next week with Russellville and West Point. Maybe the West Point Warriors will be able to turn around and do something against that Russellville team that they weren't able to do against J.O. Johnson tonight. And it sounds like it was even just getting out of the locker room out of your own way. So we'll see you guys next week. I'll leave it with you, Tommy.
Yep. Folks, we're glad you joined us tonight. Friday Night Live is brought to you each and every Friday night by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, by Cyber Broadband, by Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, AK Rentals, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware. Your final score, the Bearcats 28 and the Athens Golden Eagles 7. For Jason Coretti, I'm Tommy Warhurst saying so long, and thanks for listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama.
That's alright, that's alright, that's alright, Mama.
Any way you do. Oh,
listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Give me your attention.